Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Fandible.com podcast. Today we're playing a bit of The Laundry, an RPG about office politics and Cthulhu.
Yay!
Which makes sense when you kind of think about it, especially saw that picture of Cthulhu as a god elf. Starting from my right, tell me a bit about your character and so on and so forth.
My character's name is John Wellesley. He is a securities expert for laundry. And he is currently working with these other two individuals, much to his chagrin. It has something to do with the last review he got was less than sterling.
This is Angela. I'm playing Molly Malone. I'm a former police officer who has become a convincer for the laundry. I'm a little bit of the heavy. I'm the bruiser of the group. I'm going to go knock some heads together.
Alright, and I am Daniel. I will be playing Nigel Thornberry.
Gosh, Nigel Thornberry.
That's the first good name I could come up with.
Way to rip off a Nickelodeon cartoon.
Yeah. It's going to be Nigel something, like Nigel Thornberry. Sure, you know what? We're going with it in character. He's gotten made fun of this whole life.
Mm-hmm.
This is exactly the age that he would have been in, like, elementary school when the Wild Thornberries was on.
Exactly. Nice. And he is a hacker who... started doing some stuff that, well, let's just say he ran the wrong program and tentacles started coming out of his laptop's CD drive. Shortly thereafter, he was found by the laundry and offered two choices, cease to exist or work for the laundry. Being a big fan of existence, he chose to work for the laundry and is now a computational sorcerer working for them.
Yes. And we're going to start the game currently in London, in the laundry services. What's the character's name again?
John.
John, you're called into Donaldson's office. Donaldson, like, within the company, Donaldson is basically your no-bullshit boss. Like, you have your sub-bosses who are, like, you know, on your ass about not putting in the proper TPS reports, about this and about that, but when shit gets down, Donaldson's the one in charge, and no one who wants to stay alive says no to him. And he just called it to his office.
I adjust my bow tie, and I walk into the office and shut the door quietly. Wanted to see me, sir.
Please sit down, John.
Of course, right.
Now, John, I checked your letter. Now, I just have one question. How exactly did the Queen lose her pants?
You know, there's a lot of people involved in that story, sir.
One was holding her pants, except for you, and a very startled queen.
I found them, sir. See, they were missing, and due to my specialities, I was quick to observe where they were, and I retrieved them. But the culprit's still at large.
Because of your previous successes... And I can say previous successes because looking at the reports, the only reason they put their merits on you is because you did your job too well. And they cited, although they decided improper use of resources several times, you did not need to use a flamethrower in that orphanage, the situation.
It was empty, mostly.
Mostly. You're lucky the child was proved to be a demon.
Not
at
all.
Either way, we have a bit of a situation. Recently it has come to our attention that a bit of software was given to a certain low temp worker at an office building. Given to him a friend of the state. This...
Don't say. Realized I'm breaking protocol with my business attire. No, it is. I'm sorry.
For those that are able to see, David is actually putting on, making a bow tie for the character.
No, just a regular tie.
Oh, it's just a regular tie. Is that just a regular tie? Sorry.
No, but bow ties are cool.
Doctor Who references
are
great.
Are going to happen all day.
Either way. Some low-temp weapon in some stupid little office recently acquired from a friend of his a certain piece of software. Mm-hmm. Now, this is happens on occasion, but after using said piece of software, he became a berserk warrior and tried to kill everyone within his office. He was able to kill three before he was put down. Now, we did a little checking. And apparently there's some bit of code within the software that, let's say, is within our area of expertise. Now, why, you may ask, why don't tell the Americans about the situation? The political situation between the United States and us is a little new at the current moment. With Cameron in power, there's some hiccups, so on and so forth, that we really don't need to get into, but, well, let's just say riots tend to sour waters.
But
either way, also, and to get a little, and this is I'm saying to you in full confidence, and when he says full confidence, it means say shit and he will kill you. Mm-hmm. We think we need some political leverage in this type of situation. As far as we can tell, this is just to be a minor sort of deal. Probably some random computer nerd that discovered something he shouldn't, showed it to his friend, and his friend can take shit. That's what we expect. It happens every once in a while. So we believe you can go to the States, find this person, put all the evidence together, so you can send it directly to us, we send it to the United States, make the United States a little meh, you understand. And, you know, it gives us bonus, because once this is shown this to the government will actually, we believe that the government will actually double our budget. And you, as the head of this mission, will get some certain benefits.
But,
like 3 weeks paid vacation.
When do I leave?
Now, we pulled our paperwork together. We decided two individuals to help you with this situation. Probably the proper set.
Fantastic. I was worried I'd be going alone.
Not in this case.
Oh, good.
Well,
who are
you are?
Molly
and
Nigel.
Your first is, do you know Molly?
Sorry, one more time?
Okay. Do you know Molly?
The redhead! Sir, I mean, incompetent women, you see, because...
She is extremely talented when it comes to hand-to-hand and firearms. She could be a bit of a help if things get dicey.
Sir, I recognize when you're trying to get someone out of the office as quickly as possible. I mean, it's fine, you don't need to lie to me. Can we just send her on? Look, the last thing she did was the news of the world. You saw how that turned out, sir. We sent her there to ask questions with a cell phone. That's all we asked her to do.
But it's happening. I'm sorry. Number two, we also decided to bring in Nigel.
There are two Nigels who work with me. There's Thornberry, and then there's Quincy. Quincy's a lovely man.
he is.
Indeed.
Quincy's a very, very intelligent man. His poetry is top-notch. It made me cry once. And he's a very eloquent speaker. He's probably one of our best agents. You have Thornberry.
Wow! That sound was my soul leaving my body.
Out of character. Mm-hmm. We're also your roommates.
Oh!
Because the way housing works is like, you can't be among normal people. You're in the laundry. So they actually assign you apartments to live in. And to save money, they actually have you guys room together.
All three of us?
Yes. So it was decided because of your natural skills that you were able to work together in this particular mission.
Natural skills being able to. Organize who uses the shower first. They're fine people. Well, that's a lie for Molly, but regardless, I mean, Nigel's decent. Who's going to look after our cat?
Okay. That will all be taken care of. We've already had certain plans for your apartment once you leave.
Alright. Fine. I suppose I have to go tell them myself, or have they been notified?
Well, we thought it best if it came from you, naturally.
Naturally. Right. Is there anything else, sir?
No, that's about it. After you speak with your compatriots, you will have to go with to supplies to get your equipment, of course.
Supplies?
Yes.
Wonderful. I'm sure they'll be thrilled to see me. Right. Well, thank you very much, sir. I'll be on my way. Say hello to the missus for me.
Okay.
Right.
She's dead, though. What would you say?
Well, you seem like a very spiritual man, so I'll be on my way. I go to the apartment. Walk in. Where are you guys in the apartment?
I'm probably, in my, well, the closest thing to my bedroom. I don't know how the apartment is. Whatever niche I have carved for myself. I'm there with little cage where I have a hamster, my laptop, and I am furiously tapping away at my keyboard, hitting enter, and watching as a small dimensional gate opens, something possesses the hamster and it starts beating its head against the cage. Wait, oh, crap, I used the wrong parameters for that, didn't I? Let me try again. Do we have any more hamsters?
No, I told you, I'm not buying any more hamsters.
But this one, and the hamster in the cage is... Literally, it has grown middle fingers and is sticking them out. Look at...
It's your fault if you can't keep track of your damn hamster.
All right, reformat /target hamster. Okay, this will take me a while. Hi.
Good afternoon, flatmates. I guess it's really quickly, roommate meeting. It's a little... So,
I didn't drink the last of the milk.
No, I understand. No. It's not a problem. Although I would like to remind everyone that I did put a sign next to the coffee machine that says, if you finish the last of it, please make another pot. Come on now, we're not barbarians. That's, like those people down on C-13 through 17. It's like, filthy animals, aren't they? It's just terrible. We are leaving somewhere. Good news!
Right.
Good news, Molly, you're off of probation again.
Of course I am.
Nigel, you said recently that you wanted to travel, I believe.
Well,
yes.
Yes, there's this new continent that just opened up in World of Warcraft. Soon as I hit my next level, I can buy the mountain necessary. So yeah, I'm looking forward to a lot of traveling as soon as I get that.
Right, and you know who will help you with your... You know who has wireless, great wireless? Virgin Atlantic. Look, I'll be straight with you guys. We have a new job. That's right, for assignments.
Did you get fired finally?
No, not yet. Oh, God, wouldn't that be wonderful, though?
Indeed.
Somewhere between fired and dead, that is where the sweet spot of life is. A lot of people that
we work for, somewhere between fired and dead is pretty much where they end up. I don't think Tim from the mailroom is in that position right now. My God, let's keep moving, missing... I mean, the angle that his leg is bent at. I mean, he gets the mail in on
time. Right, and I guess that's I guess that's his mistake. Much like the rest of us, we all do our job correctly and are punished repeatedly for it. Now, we are going on a trip to America. Oh, by the way, though, this is sensitive classified information. Please don't divulge to any third parties, otherwise you will be subject to pain upon death, probably. There on and so forth, until your corporal body is reaffirmed and assembled by the firm, in which case you will be rehired and you will begin at the base point again for your payment. It's all clear, right?
It
was on the contract when we all signed. Come on now,
yeah.
We're all adults.
Let's take a step back. America?
America, yes.
No, they smell.
America is where we're going. The requests of
Donaldson. You both know Donaldson.
Yeah.
If you don't say nothing to Donaldson, period.
Yeah.
I'm really leaving the apartment.
At least you can feed the cat your hamster.
please feed the hamster my dad.
your hamster should.
One of them will still be alive when we come back.
Two will enter, one leaves.
Right.
My money's on hamster right now.
As you're talking here, knocking the door.
Right.
Did
you order takeout?
Nope.
I didn't order takeout. Answer the door.
Okay, fine. Right. Let's go to the door and open it.
You notice the door, you notice a big burly man who's obviously a mover with some, which looks like weird tables. And like look back, there's like some guys with tables, some guys with beds. It's like, yes, this is apartment 5C, yes?
Yes.
Yes, bring it in, boys! And you see a bunch of tables and some beds coming in. You're like, no. Yeah, can you sign for this?
Where is this coming from? Sorry, let me see that receipts. Okay.
It's the front company that the laundry uses to bring in supplies and stuff. I'm not going to make you profit on this. You're beginning to get the sense that the only reason they picked you three is because they could use the apartment.
God
damn it. What for, you're not sure.
Right.
But with the beds and... Well, it looks like a ping pong table. Someone wants a small vacation.
Right, yes, of course. I'll sign for this. Here you go.
Thank you. Thank you, God.
Problem.
Alright. Bring the rest of the stuff!
Pack your things. We need to leave now. Please. Standard issue loadout or whatever the hell it is you want to put into your little black bags.
Mm-hmm.
And we have clearance to take on two bags of carry-on. Still costs us $15, but that's not the point.
Okay.
£15.
No, you have standard kit. Like, just pistols to light. If you want any extra items, you have to go to supply area to try to get.
Molly, would you like to go to supplies and try to convince some of the personnel? I think his name's Pete, the manager there, or the supervisor. I'm sure we, Nigel, could use some additional things from the loadout, and so could I.
We're going to America. We need lots of shit.
That's
need
right.
Need a new phone. I pulled mine up, and it's got tentacles coming out of it. It happens every week.
You need to give me a list of what you need. I can figure out what we need, but I don't understand half the crap that you.
It's really very simple. You know, model. I provide a long list of model numbers.
Right,
give me an idea check.
There's an idea roll.
Yep. The idea is pretty much like you roll it, and if you success, I pretty much give you like an idea of something.
Let's go.
Two D100.
Where's the idea skill?
It's right next, right here. So it'd be 60%. No, you'd be that D100. No,
just him
no.
Or all of us?
No, just him. All
right. I hit it.
Hmm?
I hit it.
No, but you need this D100. You need D100. You need two D10s.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Grab
so
one.
Just grab.
So I don't remember what I'm doing here.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, just like 120.
Okay.
23. Okay. You're going to have to convince Pete. Like, Pete needs to be convinced to give you these extra supplies and put them in the roster. She's not known for her talking skills.
I know.
Okay.
We're going to America, far away from where anyone else can find us from the office for at least a couple of weeks. Yes.
All right, then.
I'll go with her.
Okay.
It will not help.
It'll probably be a detriment, but I want to see it through. All right, before they head off, are you going to do anything in the meantime while they're off to the end of their things?
I'm getting my stuff ready now. Don't have anything else for the moment.
Okay.
Actually, I'm going to bring him. Right before we leave. Nigel, I remember nothing of what you just told me about your phone. So if you'd be so kind as to venture with us.
Damn it. All right. Start packing my laptop.
Okay.
And random gizmos and gadgets and
mm-hmm.
books and more books and comic books. Porn. All right, let's go.
See, doing his core server, actually. It's kind of big. Surprise. If technology the way it is, how it's that big, you have a buddy.
1 terabyte, chock full.
Also featuring tentacles.
And it comes with tentacle included, yes.
We're going to America, not Japan.
I don't know how this ends.
Oh, God. You eventually...
Been regretting this game yet?
A little bit. You go through the front door, you say hello to the zombie people. No, zombie friend. Pass the door. Go to security. You head to supplies, right?
Mm-hmm.
You go down to one of the lower level supplies. And there's Pete. Pete is a small, older gentleman, whitish hair, like 4'8". Like, very small man. Square little glasses. And just, the door's open. For some reason, it goes, ding, ding. Doors open, and there he is. Like, the room seems small, but you know there's back passages for all the supplies in the entire office. Mm-hmm. He's just signing some paperwork. If you want a requisition, you must go to the sign the paperwork right here, and here, and here, please. There you go.
Right, of course.
As soon as you start talking, he looks up. You.
Pete. How are you? You look well.
Where's my red stapler?
Stapler? Oh, no. Again, the stapler.
I've been looking for that thing for months, and I knew you were in my office. You always are in my office.
I was not in your office. I was near your office. I was simply looking for you. You weren't present, and I was concerned. So, anyways, my team, my team and I are on a very special mission, and we need some various loadout objects. Things for the mission, which is very special.
What sort of items are you looking for?
Well, I suppose we'll start with the easy things. The easy things, which would be, I need a wrist clinch, a Walter PPK holdout slider. I need a bulletproof shirt, bulletproof cloth, bulletproof jacket, slim cut if you have it, I don't know. And I suppose tracking shoes, just in case. I mean, that seems fair, right? I mean, they're not going to steal your shoes. They do, they steal your shoes, don't they?
It's an error.
Oh, my God. tracking wristwatch, I suppose, or something like that.
He looks at you for a second. Looks into his cabinet. What do you want? Pair of sandals.
Tracking sandals. Fine. That's.
They're just sandals.
Right. So while you think about those things, Nigel here actually has some requests.
I'm gonna say for you, you're actually kind of nice to people most of the time. You actually help them figure out how to use Facebook so he can keep in contact with his family.
Right.
Aww.
So he's like, oh, Nigel, my boy.
Hey,
I don't know why I went Irish there, but it seemed appropriate.
Yeah, he's holding up the phone. Listen, you got a newer model. This one grew 10
Of course. You don't even pass about the paperwork. You know, I can take
care of it. Oh, excellent. Do you have some of the new Necronomicon phones that just came in?
They just came in?
Oh, excellent.
Also, like, you don't see him press a button or anything? You don't see him press a button or anything, but also a small side passage opens up. He's like, just go right in and take a look. Take whatever you want.
They're in the book. They're basically like iPhones, just preloaded with occult software.
Okay.
It's awesome.
And Nigel just disappears into a corner.
Ooh, there is an app for that.
You hear in the background.
I look at the sandals and I look at Pete.
You know, if you weren't such a klepto, it'd be nicer to you.
I look at Molly. I look at Pete.
Pete looks at Molly. Those are some words of wisdom. What do you mean?
we're going over the pond.
Where exactly in America are you going to?
Away. Far away.
No one tells
you. You check the paperwork, it's Dallas, Texas.
Alright.
Okay.
Oh dear.
But you didn't tell them that. Okay.
They don't tell me this shit. I don't even know that shit. I just gotta go bust them heads. So give me the stuff that I like that'll be okay to use against those crazy motherfuckers.
That is true. Now, it's some stuff you'd be able to get past the airport, but I'll be honest, depending on where you go, you might have an easier job, especially with the paperwork, finding the stuff you own. So I'm just gonna do the usual. Some brass knuckles with some inscriptions on it, just in case. The usual.
The pair that I like?
Hmm? Of course. Gold-rimmed and everything.
They're good for me.
Oh, yes.
I don't like those. You got another pair that's like the brass rim?
No. Those were lower quality. Those were a mistake. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'll show it to you. You swear to God, he opens up. He opens a
it's
box.
Like a Tiffany box.
Yeah, a Tiffany box, and light shines out. You like?
I like.
Okay. And this, he gives you, it's basically, it's going to be like a brass knuckles and maybe not a fucking assault rifle or anything like that, but like maybe a smaller submachine.
Maybe like a small rifle, because I have rifle skills.
No.
I don't know.
I'm sorry, that's all I can. And just Pete just looks at you and just stares.
Nigel, are you ready?
Just about. Grabbing, like, charging cables and everything, some batteries.
Adapters.
Yes.
For...
See, that weird voltage over there in the States.
Oh, yeah, you need adapters for... if you had guys forgotten that, that would be great.
Like, we're here. Oh, wait, we're running low on batteries.
Yes,
oh,
John?
Crap.
Is there something you want to
tell
me?
Is that a spell?
No. Oh, crap.
You
might want
to slowly take the table
to 10 mile area.
Start filling it out.
He grabs it.
Same thing that I asked for. Slide out.
Looks it over.
Probably.
Opens a cabinet. Take out some more paperwork. Set the table. Sign that. And then we can talk.
Is it a disclosure form? What
one,
is it?
1 hour later. Your hand is cramped.
He's gone through two pens.
Okay. I can't give you everything you need. Supplies and all. So, and he gives, what did you, exactly did you ask for?
As for like a concealed wrist holster for a small pistol and some like, I don't know, damage resistant clothing, bullet resistant.
Yeah, he
clothing.
Can. It's
no?
Not in the budget.
Okay. and probably some, I'm going to say some prayer strips for evil spirit incantations or anything like that. Resist evil. Wax seal made from a virgin's blood. To
those are rare nowadays. You understand?
Which ones? Virgins of the candles. Ayo.
He just stares.
Huh? Nigel, did you hear that one? Really? No one.
He made it too obvious. He's the funny one. Don't try to
Thank
be.
You. Fucking kidding me. All right.
I've got. Don't tell me when I told you this. We've got a blessed.
No.
Heard it belonged to some saint
no.
a while back. Killed a ton of demons. Back in the day, you know, when demons were... They were so much simpler back in the day. Demons didn't come out from everywhere, from a computer screen. Who heard of that? Really? Those were the days. And you get a sense, he's a lot older than he seems. Either way. I forgot what you just asked. Oh, yeah. No, seriously, what did you ask?
I asked for some sort of pressure.
Oh, pressure. Yeah. He looks at you and says, I can give you perhaps, and looks at I can give you one. So, some parchment of protection, depending on the power of the entity, it might protect you for a certain amount of time.
That would be just fine.
Okay. He takes opens his cabinet. There's a box. And he opens it up. And there's a. The parchment. Then he takes another cabinet. Please fill this out.
Grimacing teeth. I'm supporting my hand.
And then you're done.
Alright. Nigel, we're leaving.
I like my hands hold up. Okay.
Alright,
put everyone on the things back.
Alright, and I guide my team out. Yes, thank you. I'm sure he's really going to miss us all. Since bye! Come on, I'll be right there, you guys. And as they exit, I shake my right hand, still shaking, puts the office pin in his breast pocket, and says, you, sir, are, oh my god. Good day.
John.
Yes.
That's my pen. I
throw it into the desk in front of him.
He doesn't even flinch, he just smiles.
Now walk out with some semblance of dignity, clutching my shivering hands.
Oh god.
Alright.
We spent 30 minutes and we just started the office call. We got this game ready. Alright. Any last minute things before we head off to the air?
Feed the cat, kill the gerbil.
Feed the gerbil, kill the cat, yeah.
You actually go back to the apartment. You notice that a bunch of the workers are outside, like, shaking.
Shaking?
Shaking. What was that?
I thought we cleaned out the fridge.
You did forget to... You swear to God, you did... Didn't you put the circle around the cage?
I was running low on conductive ink. And, you know, sometimes you have to take some shortcuts to... Yeah.
And as you're thinking of it, you swear you see the small... It's like... you've heard of hamster squeak. But it sounds like a squeak with a bass horn in the background. And you hear a cat going... Ah! Just a cat, like a frightened scream from a cat.
Nigel, we have to make a plane in about 10. It's 10 o'clock tonight. It's currently about 5. Do you think you can clean this up before we leave?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll start, you know, doing vanishing.
I'm going to say because his hamster's not going to be that difficult to
go
upstairs. And
vanishings are easy.
Actually, no. Give me a... Do you know how to do sorcery now? Did you check
the
books?
Yeah, I actually do. That's what I'm trying to
do.
Alright,
try to
roll
it up to see if you can... Like, if you can open the door and try to unsummon... Like, as soon as you open the door, You swear to God, there's a little hamster, like, with a shadow, the size of the apartment.
Huh.
And, like, with, like, this hamster's looked up, it's like a little hamster, like, weird, like... The ears are, like, half its body size, and, like, its teeth, like, it's... There's, like, Cthulhu-like things coming out of its mouth, going... And it's seriously this big. Like, on the ground. Like, trying to scare you. Going...
And
you swear to God, it's floating in the air. A little bit, off the ground.
Alright, so that's... Well, I've got to do two things. One is open up a level 2 gate to where I summoned it from, and then do a level 1 vanishing.
Okay.
Which is just basically to computer use magic.
Okay, I'm assuming you guys are just watching the background.
Pretty much.
Okay.
If it comes near me, though, I'm stepping
on
it.
Okay.
Totally unimpressed.
Okay.
Yeah. So, rolling.
And usually you roll 70 for the substitution, but it's a fucking hamster, so I'll let it pass.
And
you're used to it. You're used to it.
This
because, honestly, the way the rules work, like, if you see something enough, you get used to it, and you no longer take sanity. You've been around his crazy hamster experiments for long enough that you're not going to lose any sanity.
I learned
that's
the hard
why
way.
I'm so
that
low,
open...
except I'm living with him longer.
I learned the hard way that you open up a gate first before you do the vanishing. Otherwise, it just jumps from the hamster to the toaster. And nothing good ever comes from having a possessed toaster.
Toast of demons.
Yeah, so... the gate did not open. 96. Awesome.
96? I think that's a fumble.
I think that may well be a fumble.
The demon's in the George Foreman again.
you do open
but
a gate.
All, okay, so when I do get...
You do... Oh, actually, no, let me finish.
Yeah.
Since that's a fumble. You do open the gate. It goes, whoosh, and you think, okay. And you see something flash out of it. And you see the hamster go, like, something sucks in. And you see it bubbling. The hamster bubbling, and it doubles in size.
That's a cat.
That's not what we asked for.
I'm getting to that. I'm using they haven't downloaded the latest updates, and it's buggy.
Okay, now we roll initiative and
initiative against demon hamster.
Demon hamster.
Damn it, we have a plane to catch.
Oh, God.
It's not my fault that you keep feeding me beta level code,
alright? Oh, wow. Alright. You should do this. Diamond is determined by their dex. Basically, just tell me your dex, and whoever's highest goes first and goes down from there.
My dex is 10.
Okay.
So is mine.
17.
Really?
Yeah.
You go before the hamster? You go before the hamster, then it's hamster, then it's these two.
Sad that a hamster is more dexterous than us.
Yeah.
And it's going to go after the guy who's trying to summon the portal. All right.
I'm going to... I'm gonna take out the prayer parchment that I just bartered for 2 hours. Just hold it up.
You start running. You see it go. It kind of bursts into flame and start switching on the floor, and the apartment disappears.
I hate you, Nigel.
Look, it came in handy. You drank it, and it You just proved how handy it
is. And I'll say that because it's damaged, it's not going to be able to move for a while, so you're able to summon the portal in after some time. And the thing just, the hamster's dead at this point. And you see, you open the closet and there's a scared cat in the corner.
Oh, kitten.
Okay.
I'm like all love and snuggles with cat. It's actually a little creepy. Because you see me like beat people to a pulp. And then there's a kitten.
She's looking at you with disdain.
Who's your good little snuggles? Who's your good little snuggles?
Oh, God.
Real cat owner.
And you now realize you have to, in 2 hours before the plane comes, you have to fill out the paperwork to make sure these guys don't remember what the hell just happened.
No, I don't. The man who summoned the hamster does.
All right, you do.
Well, I didn't know we were leaving when I did. You want me to do the paperwork? My bureaucracy score of 10?
Do it.
Yes.
Cannot end well.
I'll say with Pete here, he'll be able to. If you call Pete, he might be able to help you out.
Yeah, I'm going to call Pete. Like, Pete, what's the form for a ex?
Give me a. Do you have charm or anything like that?
Me? No. I do not. I mean, I can. Yeah, it's a. I've got knowledge accounting. That's all I've got. I've got pretty good knowledge accounting.
Oh, it's going to be a money thing, mostly, so. I'll let it fly for account for this one.
Sure. Jesus, mate. Okay, these are not the dice I'm going to be using for
my what you get exactly?
94.
That's not a full one.
That's not
damn.
A full one. That close. I'm going to switch out my dice for later, and yeah, it's like, oh.
The way the paperwork is working out right now, you're not going to be able to finish by the time your flight in. So you
can email this in later.
What basically happens is because of the situation, they're allowed that they're going to change your flight. But so it's going to be in the right 5 a.m. in the morning now.
Oh.
You don't have an apartment to sleep in.
Yes, very well.
And C is from second to third class.
We didn't even know there was a third class until now.
It's called the cargo.
No.
For stealth purposes.
I'm
so angry. Is this going to get more guns on?
No.
Right. Well.
I hate you.
Yes, I know.
I sleep in my cubicle. With a gun.
Not one of mine.
Just the one I have.
Alright, next day, you go to the airport, no problems, you're able to go past security because you're in the laundry.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the cargo area, it's going to be a relatively, actually I don't know how long this flight is between London and Dallas, Texas.
It is...
8 to 12 hours from New York.
Yeah.
Oof. So I'm going to say you have to go to connecting flights.
Mm-hmm.
So 12 hours, and then 3 hour wait for the next flight.
Of course.
So you're going to be, and then the rest
probably
of the
probably at LaGuardia.
Mm-hmm. Yep, probably.
Can even be at one of the nice new terminals. I have to be in.
Oh yeah, cheaper that way.
Yeah.
God. Well, my character remains drunk the entire time there. I might have pee in the aisles.
No one knows. Okay.
We're in cargo. There's no aisle.
He starts peeing here in a dark wood room.
Horrible. But you can see no dog. Part of me is possessed again.
That's what she said.
Wow.
Anyway.
Moving on.
You arrive in Dallas. You arrive in Dallas, Texas. No, you know for a fact that the laundry was able to somehow secret you a certain like place to live for the current time. It's you're not exactly sure what area it's in or anything, but you're basically in the airport at the terminal, pretty good. Well, you know the address, so.
Mm-hmm. Gonna flag down a taxi, I suppose.
Okay.
Um,
you go outside, you know, a bunch of people in cowboy hats. The usual stuff. People just saying greetings to each other.
And it's oppressively hot.
It's extreme. It's scorching right now.
I am sweating like a immediately.
Yeah. Just my time. And we get in the queue for a cab line. We go for a cab.
We get a cab. Doors open up.
That's one thing we can do as British.
We can queue up.
Right.
Okay. Doors open is like, where can I take you?
417 Rowling Street, please.
Give me an insight check. All of you.
Yay. I get to try my new dice. 25. This won't help.
24.
68.
78. You took out. You notice he has that fake smile on his face, but you see him twitch for a split second, and that's a look of like pity and fear on his face. He's like, no problem. He turns around, goes off. You go as you start driving. You notice that the area is like as soon as it becomes a little dingier, and you begin to realize that you're probably not in the best part of town in Dallas, Texas. And you go to what looks like
this is real America.
You go to what looks like what you think might be a hotel. It has a hotel sign on it. Well, half of a hotel sign says home. And the door, and the guy's like, here's your stop. And then he tells you how much money it is. You give him money.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck. And he drives away.
I think that means you're welcome.
I don't think we're seeing that guy again.
You notice on like right in the front street some strange people just staring off in different directions. One guy doing their thing. Some wannabe thugs in the corner somewhere. And the doors are open.
I'm already bringing up my warding spell on my necronomical fucking ward level.
Come along, chaps.
Yep, Molly, take it first then.
Find which room. I think we're in 16C or something.
Okay.
I gotta check in.
Okay, you go to the main guy. It's a guy behind where you swear it's bulletproof glass. Just looking at a book, not even paying attention. He has some really loud music playing in the background. You sort of, it's Coolio. What's your life living in a gangster's paradise?
So we're in Dallas, Texas in 1995?
I didn't say they were up to date.
So
I'm talking about the person, not Dallas. Dallas is a wonderful place. Just saying. To our listeners.
Good catch.
I know, I try.
So like a bell or something orderly to catch this gentleman's attention.
Nope.
Excuse me.
This is what's my life if we can get to this paradise.
Pardon, sir.
This is what's my life when we get to this.
Bam, bam, bam.
What? He just stopped and looks up at you. Like, damn, you're big.
You want to make something of it?
No, hey, shit. You do your own thing, girl. All right, listen. What do you want?
Will we give it a name that this room is reserved under?
Smith.
reservations for Smith.
Smith.
Indeed.
I don't know what you're into, but I hope I can watch. All right, Smith.
Does he well? Meanwhile, the fat computer nerd is behind her, sweating heavily.
He stops. He stops. He stares. He looks at the nerd. He looks at you. He must have paid a lot. Damn.
Oh wow.
He's so lucky. Bulletproof glass.
Yeah, rooms upstairs.
I hide a pocket in my bag where I know the brass knuckles are.
He's like, just go upstairs. Back up the music higher.
Just upstairs. I'm terrified what's up there.
Okay. It's just some normal stairs. Some people in the hallway, but they look like they don't want to bother you. Stuff like that. They're doing their own thing. And you go upstairs to the main floor. To your door. You open the door. Not very clean. Clean-ish. You understand? I mean, it's not... They often clean it after the last tenants. Some strange holes in the wall, but it's probably nothing. And then that's it. It's basically a bedroom, made a smallish kitchen with a fridge, bathroom area. That's about it. One bed. Queen size. No, king size. Sorry.
One?
Yes.
One. Look underneath to see if there's a rollout. Caught?
Give me a luck roll.
You find
what
a
is
dead
luck roll?
Hooker. 50 rolls.
Yeah, it's under, right next to POW.
Okay. Luck is for you is 65%.
Okey-dokey.
Yeah, there's a rollout. Lucky you.
Aha! Look, it's somewhere you two can sleep. And I point to the rollout.
Let's try that again. Where are you sleeping?
Not next to either one of you. Ideally? In this bed. Connected sentence. I point towards the king's bed. Because I'm team leader? Question mark?
I'm pulling back the comforter. I want to see the state of this bed.
It looks clean, but if what I... Give me an idea check. Well, give me one check. Give me an idea check.
That's... 96.
Looks perfectly fine.
Awesome. My bed.
You want to get naked and climb in right now and just roll?
No. No. But I clean this bed. Do you want to fight me for it? I'll fight you for it.
I've seen them do this before, so in the meantime, I'm already
over every outlet.
Basically, I'm grabbing all the phone lines in the room and doing the proper warding, which just basically means all the lines in the room. Mm-hmm. The idea is, I'm reading about the area ward, level 2, which basically means if I cast this, anybody who's not us comes into this room, I immediately know, I get a mental image of who it was and what they were saying and doing when they come.
Okay.
Oh, that's cool.
That's standard laundry procedure,
okay.
Assuming. Mm-hmm.
Do it.
So let's see if I can do this without summoning Cthulhu. Standard ward, and... No, I totally make it. 24.
Nice, make a ward. No problem.
So, yeah.
No Cthulhu.
I know, I totally get that.
Portal opens up, hey guys. Madness.
We're still arguing behind us. He's like running around with like bat creatures in his hands. Get it off me! Get it off me!
So yeah, there's the slight shimmering in the walls. The angles go non-Euclidean for just a split second,
mm-hmm.
And then it all settles down.
Okay.
There's a ward in the room.
I forgot to mention this before. You have a contact within the city. Like once you figure out some of the parts, what's going on, you can go talk to that.
Okay, cool.
That person eventually.
Right, fine. Now I don't want to fight about it. If you feel that strongly about it, then you and Nigel can share this bed. Enjoy. And I take the card.
The rollout was good for one person, especially with Nigel. Yeah. He's pleasantly plump.
He's gonna be like no room on this bed either. Two giants.
I'm gonna say you drool when you sleep.
Of course I drool.
Especially, there's no air conditioning either.
Oh my gosh.
So he's going to be sweating up a storm.
I can open up a small gate to one of the colder universes, and it's cheap AC.
Yes,
no guarantees it'll just be three of us in the room for a while. But it'll chill down the room. Opening up a gate to let some energy in, or let some energy out is easy enough.
They go both ways, it turns out.
Yeah.
Right. But if you really want some AC, I can make it happen.
So I checked the dossier. I put the dossier on the table after putting my cot in a strategic position of hiding in the closet. Put the dossier out for everybody to see and say, all right, this is what we've been sent here to work with. And I recite the information. Now, what exactly... Just remind me, Jesus, what?
Basically, somebody in the office in London got a special, a computer file from a friend of his in Dallas. They're not exactly sure because the file was corrupted. Like, once whatever happened, the file was corrupted. And the individual, just became backseat insane and killed a couple, ton of people. But you know specifically what office it was in. Like, you know specifically where it was in.
Okay.
Like, where he got the message from a friend of his. But, and you know basically know where that person lives.
Right. Okay. So that's our situation. I suppose once you're all settled, we can go investigate the person themselves. Talk to the person. I don't know if I've made this clear enough, as clear as humanly possible, but the Americans aren't exactly aware we're here, so they're not. They don't know, like, at all. And we want to keep it that way, as much as possible. So, yes, they're not aware, and when we go to talk to this person, we're going to have a pretty good excuse, some sort of... Nigel, can you make us different people?
Actually, yes, I can.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
It's a level 2 glamour.
You actually physically... I thought you were, like, paperwork.
Yeah, no, that's kind of what I was talking about.
I'm a computational sorcerer. My first go-to is always...
Of course
the magics.
Who you are.
The magics.
Okay.
That's so... you need to specify things, otherwise I start casting spells on
He doesn't. He thinks that we're totally on the same page. Right, fantastic. Right, well, just...
So I'm starting to cast... I'm going to cast up my level 2. I pull out my laptop immediately.
Give me.
Which makes sense if he was making big documents.
Yeah.
Exactly.
give me,
no,
I don't even know what to check for this. Give me an insight check.
Just him or both of us?
Just him.
Oh, I missed it by 1 point.
You too.
Hot lava.
Let's see. Nope.
Oh, he's making you fake identities. No problem.
Right. Okay. Someone in the local law enforcement.
Yeah, totally make it. Okay, totally make it on the first one. You're mentioning law enforcement.
Okay.
All of a sudden, he looks like you know, Sheriff Dingleberry from, you know, like.
You look like a tallish, older cop. You're actually cop uniform.
Well, that do.
You look into a mirror. You're not you.
I am...
Did you mean to ask for that? Because...
No.
I was thinking just some paperwork.
Oh! Paperwork. Right.
No, wait. I could use this. This looks good on me.
You do not look like a cop.
What?
He's also speaking with a straight-up...
Oh, yeah, you
it doesn't disguise your voice. It makes you look...
Yeah, you speak it as you're speaking in a British accent.
I absolutely look like a bloody police officer from the States. Look at me! Bah! And I take out my pistol and be like, stop jaywalking!
I'm like, oh god, he's got a gun.
Right? That's fine. That's
perfect.
I guess. Do they tuck in the back of their pants?
You guys don't need to roll idea to realize this is a bad idea from the beginning.
I'm very proud of myself, so I'm not changing anything unless I'm told to.
I, sir, have been a police officer. You are no police officer.
Oh no, but I look like one. That's the idea, Molly. It's fine. Nigel, wonderful work. The papers would be, you know, fantastic as well. It's,
yeah,
yeah,
so should I just roll regular hacking?
Roll regular hacking for paperwork.
Yeah, totally make it.
Okay.
If we are caught with you not actually being a police officer, I'm pretty sure the Yanks have laws on the books, just like we do, that says it's even worse to pretend to be a police officer than it is to pretend to be somebody else.
In Texas. I'm sure that, well, Halloween happens here, and people must dress up like police officers then. And plus, I don't look at me with my dashing cleft chin, and these sideburns are huge.
How long does the glamour last?
Good question. How long it lasts? Give me a moment, I'll figure it out.
I look nothing like myself. Look at these soft brown mahogany eyes. They're not the piercing blue that you're used to staring into, Molly. I know, but it's different. Eventually it's going to wear off and I'll be able to take it off like a mask or something, and they'll be looking for, you know, this, what does that say? Dingleberry. Really? Nigel Dingleberry. That's fine.
Once will day. Well, I mean, unless I dispel it, but yeah, otherwise you look like that for one full day.
Right, and I mean, I kind of say, we're in, lucky thing we're in Texas, because Nigel gave me guns. Look at these arms. These things are huge. He's must be 28 around. That is amazing. Seriously, I kind of want to go take a shower. Just see, like, how far did this go, man? Brilliant work. Just sterling, sir. Are you sure, Molly? Are you sure? I must recommend it. It's kind of like...
You're seeing...
It's like the most fun of this...
You see this almost 6 foot tall, burly, southern-looking gentleman with a British accent being him.
Just, and I sit down. Seriously, and I take out a cigarette. I hope you don't mind if I smoke. Look, the most manly... I mean, holy shit. Like, really?
Oh, my God.
So I look at Molly like, so are you next?
Yeah, no.
No, I'm good.
That's right. No, come on. This will be fun. Pip on Molly.
Whoa, no.
No. I mean, there was a joke about that show in the States that I saw a couple of years ago.
Roll it.
See?
Look at
28. My, yeah, she totally gets...
My nails are even manicured right now. I can't believe that. I feel like that's pretty forward thinking, Nigel. I gotta say, burly mouth.
She looks like a Japanese schoolgirl. I am what I am.
I'm gonna go go-go on your ass.
You're a tall Japanese schoolgirl. The glamour can't change your entire body shape, so you look like a Japanese Amazon.
And for some odd reason, no matter how she twirls, you can't see her panties.
Fine with me. Well,
I'm going to beat your ass so hard.
But nobody will think you're British. Which is what we're going for.
Nigel, I feel like you've kind of deviated from the theme. Which is police officers. Now, the irony being here that I have never once been a police officer. I'm actually more a professional thief, and therefore the antithesis of a police officer. And Molly, well, Molly's never been a Japanese schoolgirl. Which, I mean, she wears it well, with all due respect. I just think that perhaps something a little bit more official, unless there's some sort of bring your daughter to work day for the PD that I'm not aware of.
Adopted daughter, I suppose. I've got another...
What about a detective? What about... make her look like Scully or something.
Directory.
Wait, do you need to roll to dispel, or can you just dispel like that?
I mean, dispel is just automatic.
You're fucking
like,
photoshopping your.
Yes. Wait, I got this. Just barely made it 72. My skill is 75.
Okay.
So just barely.
For a second,
flickers, and now she looks like Mariska Hargitay from CSI. From
on
Order.
Oh, nice.
There we go. Police officer.
Thank you. Fun wearing pants. I appreciate this.
Okay. Don't be
Trousers.
All right. No problem. Fantastic. Now, Nigel, about yourself, I mean, it's really up to you. And I have disguise things. I know that you're not entirely comfortable working your own voodoo things on yourself, so.
I don't see anything changing. I say as another drop of sweat goes down my plump face.
Right, Nigel, how about you stay here and you be our... you need to come with us, don't you? Because there's going to be a lot of techno-babble going on if we interview this person. It's
probably
going to do with files and kilobits and some such, so...
Well, I can simply be a consultant.
Fantastic.
There we go.
I love it. Consultant, a partner... junior police officer, and our consultant. Fantastic. You do digital crime fighting something. What's that word when there's been a murder and they look at what happened and such?
Forensics.
Thank you. Digital forensics. Look at you. I can't believe you stopped being a cop. You're so good at this. All right. So off we go. And yes. Oh, goodness. Let's go outside. All right. And we go out, and we drive to the...
I'm sorry, I'm just stuck at what you guys were doing for, like... We literally spent, like, 20 minutes I love it, honestly, every second. I just wanted to say that.
Yeah.
You're driving to...
We don't have an auto.
Right. What is the steel car ability?
Is there a larceny or a...
Oh, yeah.
What
this game is terrible for not giving us an option to
just steal a car.
Yeah,
or so even like, what if I needed to pick a lock?
That's
manipulation, maybe?
Find manipulation probably for pick a lock.
Okay.
I think. But yeah, actually, to break into a car should be pretty easy. I would say find a manipulation for like that sort of stuff.
Okay, cool. In which case. Oh, that's not good. I mean, that is not going to be good.
Yeah, like if that's going to be your stealing skill, you probably should have put more points into it.
Strangely, I couldn't. It wasn't on the...
So maybe that's not the skill. I mean, let me look it up. Sorry to our listeners, we're still figuring out this game system.
Yeah. Sorry about that. No, under Spy, they said, here's six abilities that you can have, and then you can choose two of this massive list. You know, one of them was drive, and so I was like, yeah, okay, that seems pretty important. Another one was guns. Yeah, probably gonna want that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what
that's strange. Let's see. Disguise, etiquette, spot, listen, research, blah, 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 blah.
Find manipulation would make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just trying to look at, the skill description to see if it says anything about that.
Yes. Oh, we'll probably cut this out.
Probably, yeah. We'll cut it out in post. Alright, let's see. Here we go. Skills. And there's the F for fine. First aid. Firearms.
I see. This skill covers any careful use of hands, such as picking locks, assembling delicate computer equipment, defusing bombs, disarming traps, or technical devices, tying or untying knots. Blah, 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 blah. So yeah, this works. I don't know why you wouldn't have it as a spy. So I'm going to say you can't have it. Spy. It should be there.
Okay.
So you have extra points, you can put them in there.
Yes,
if you want.
I have a lot of extra points.
Put in those points. You might want to just, put. Because if you're supposed to be a very good thief,
it makes sense.
Then you should be pretty good at this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're all learning. This is learning.
Cooperative learning.
In British accent.
Yay.
I just decided that my character is much more British and effeminate than I originally.
You are a true British person. Yeah.
All right, cool. My fine manipulation just went up way up.
Okay.
Turn this mother up to 11.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so we're going to. So, while I'm dressed as a police officer, I'm just going to. I start leading you guys down, side alleyways.
Mm-hmm.
And, talking as if, I know the place, so I'm like, now, really, I've never actually been here before. I think that we should start working on the accents. Because then I duck through a hole that's in a fence, and we start walking through somebody's backyard. You see, because I'm just worried that it's going to kind of be seen as strange, especially in Texas, if a bunch of Brits posing as local authorities, or as local authorities, actually, and I kind of, hop over a chain link fence, start wondering, asking about stuff
He's
that's been going on.
He's, 2 yards back.
Yeah. The chain link fence barely reaches my waist. It's,
yeah.
It's small. It's designed to keep a poodle in.
Yeah.
I'm having trouble.
And so, anyways, and then I cross the I take a left at the yard, and then we're in somebody's driveway. And the house to our left has no lights inside, and there's one lonely car. It's a Toyota. Is this okay?
Mm-hmm.
This okay.
Yeah.
Toyota in the yard, and he looks around and he takes out two small lockpicks and kind of backs up against the door and keeps talking. He's like, "So I guess we should. How do they talk? They kind of talk like this. No, that's Australian. That's no good." And one.
Wow. This is not your car.
don't honestly don't even bother starting up the car or anything like that. It's yours.
Okay. So
literally, the license in the car magically changed to your name.
Yeah.
everything.
Yeah, no, he just pops open the door with the lock, and then he motions for everybody to get in. He pulls the visor down, catches the keys that fall out, and starts up the car, rolls down the electric windows, and then starts filming. So anyways,
Nigel, you coming?
I'm like, hey, wait a minute. Please tell me that has AC.
Oh, yes, totally standard. It even has OnStar. Oh, that's not going to do.
I was going to make you like eventually roll for like hit the police, but yeah, the car's yours. That's your one. It's
you know, the best thing about really kind of a nice little walk through a neighborhood is when that we're staying in, as I kind of pull the car out, is that you always know when you've gone out of it. You know, into an area where, oh, I don't know, people have their winter homes from New England. Stop by and leave their cars here year-round. Isn't that nice and considerate of them? Anyways, about the accent. And we go towards the suspect's house. So the entire way there, we're listening to country music, and John is Wellesley is trying to mimic the sound of a southern twang.
Mm-hmm.
I've got friends in low places. No.
Should I shoot you first or should I shoot myself first?
I can bring up a decoherence field so we can't hear him.
Let's keep that on the back there. Oh,
like so. Enter. And yeah, totally make it. So he's blabbering on. All we're hearing is a nice to slow hum. Decoherence field.
You press me. Alright. You eventually make
we're
it.
We're going to get pulled over, and they're going to think that we're on our way to a gay bar for, like, village people night.
Alright, you eventually make it to the apartment. And you make an apartment, go upstairs to where you think the office is. There's a bunch of police tape on it. On the door.
Right, well, that doesn't have anything to do with it.
I'm going to roll this guy to see if I disguise my voice.
Alex? 11.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't... Well, that doesn't mean anything for us, does it? Inside we go. I sound amazing. We open the door. Yeah, I put on gloves. Open the door.
You have no idea where the gloves came from.
You have no idea.
They're illusory gloves. They will actually keep your hands clean. They look like they will.
Now, whose fingerprints will he be leaving behind? This?
Oh no! This is a visual.
Okay.
This is all a visual illusion. You know, okay. It's still him underneath all that.
You go to it's a smallish apartment. It's kind of nice, you know. Pictures of family all over the place, stuff like that. And there's a nice couch with some strange red markings on top of it. And as you look further in, it's like small side office area with like the books and a computer.
Mm-hmm. Right. Nigel, once you're on picture duty, use your phone, your cameras, whatever you got. Same thing for you, Molly. Anything you see, Nigel, I want you to cover the living room, bathroom, and kitchen. Molly, you and I are going to cover the dining area, little nook over there, and the looks like two bedrooms. I don't mean to
backstab.
Yeah, no problem. Right, so I suppose this is where everybody rolls dice. Mm-hmm. Wait, I suppose it's where everybody rolls dice.
Okay.
So what do we roll for search?
Search.
That would make so much sense.
Yes, there's a search there.
There's a spot.
Spot, yes, sorry. Sweet.
Yep.
Of
course, spot is not what I do.
Of course.
I pull out my...
You have a natural 25% of spot.
Yeah, but that's not what I do.
Oh, okay.
My thing is magic.
Okay.
So I pull out my microphone and I'm doing a basic level of scrying, level 2.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, spell magically scrutinizes target and looks for any and all active magic. Also, you know, just general level of thaumic energy. I'm basically doing, you know, a tricorder scan.
It's actually kind of what my character meant, but he doesn't know what that means.
Was just take pictures.
So it's like one round per level, so it just takes two rounds to, you know, bring up the app and scan the rooms.
Jesus. So erase an app for that.
Mm-hmm. There really is a map for that, yeah. And 60, yeah, I totally make it. So okay. If there's any residues of spells,
You know through the police training that there's obviously been some violence here of some sort. Like, yes, what was yours? Go like, are you making with what?
I got 38. Scores.
You know, yeah, you know, so there's some sort of string violence going on. You're not exactly sure what, but like somebody attacked somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sort of the same thing. Like this guy seemed like a very meticulous type of individual, mm-hmm. and it's something seemed off.
Mm.
Right. You notice extreme magic. It's and around the main areas, it's like very weak, but you notice the source is someplace around the computer.
So yeah, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is hot right here. This computer has been used for at least a level 2 magical intrusions, if not higher.
Mm-hmm.
I started sitting down at the computer. I'm, you know,
but it's very faint; like it's not active anymore.
No, but there was something.
There was something happened here, but you can't be sure.
I fully intend to just, you know, bring up the computer and start.
He pokes it with the zero stick.
Yeah, I poke the bear with a stick. I mean, unless I'm stopped, I'm working on sitting down. This is what I do.
Mm-hmm.
So,
gloves, everyone, gloves. Gloves?
Oh.
Anyone?
She goes first.
Why can I feel the countertop through these gloves, Nigel?
That would be because those gloves are made of recohered light and just a tad of atomic energy to hold it all together, not actual latex.
Right, well, good, because I'm allergic to latex, but bad, because we're technically criminals. So, he takes out handkerchiefs, and he starts handing it to Molly, and hands a couple to, just wipe everything off when you're done.
Mm-hmm.
Don't touch anything. If you do, wipe it off. Now, I'm going to go use the loo. Good job.
And
it won't
off.
All right, so I just do hacking, see what I find. I make it because my computer hacking is 10 points higher than my computer magic, just barely by 2 points, 83.
Okay. One of the first things you notice right off the bat is the data, like the actual physical data has been wiped. Someone came in and wiped out all the information on the device.
Interesting.
There's still magic associated with it, but it's still, you can't tell what software was on it.
If somebody wiped it, that's a good clue. That's somebody that knows
Someone that obviously knows what they're doing
is taking care
of this.
Which probably tells us that our American counterparts have already probably been here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. I come out. Wash my hands. So
if the American counterparts have already been here, why are we here?
Ask the boss.
Okay.
Because clearly we're going to investigate it with a finer, closer attention to detail and actual training than they are, and therefore are actually going to have some hope of solving this crime?
Indeed.
Right. So what'd you find?
Not much, unfortunately. This computer was used for some serious work, but nothing's left. Somebody came in here and just wiped the whole thing clean. Almost close enough to resell it on eBay.
As you're talking, the door slowly opens up.
Behind me.
Oh, well, you're in front of the door. Or where are you right now?
I'm coming out of the bath.
Well, yeah, the door, the main door to the apartment starts slowly opening.
Right.
It opens up all the way.
Hand on my gun. Hello.
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 Hello. Ha.
The door opens up. It's a 85-year-old man.
Here.
Hmm.
Ha. Hey, so it's an officer. How you doing?
Yes, ma'am. Officer Dingleberry.
Yeah, that's a good name. That was my husband's last name.
That is a fine thing to hear.
I miss my husband. Sometimes I think about him when I sleep.
Right. We can't
have... He holds me.
We can't have... Wow. We can't have you in the doorway here, ma'am, because it's a crime scene we're investigating right now.
There's nothing to investigate. Charlie killed that poor woman.
Right. Now I take out a flip book. So, since I've got you here, ma'am, just so that I can make sure, tell me again, how did Charlie kill that woman?
I'll tell you the story. It's just like when I was in the Great Depression, the people went crazy because there was no more food, no more water. So they started beating each other up. What's my Uncle Charlie? He went in and he killed like 3 people. We didn't tell anyone because it was against the law to kill people back.
Anyways, the person who used to live.
Right, Charlie. Oh, poor. I don't know. He was such a nice boy. Always gave me cookies every once in a while. Mm-hmm. So it's so cool. Charles.
And then he killed people.
His girlfriend. She was such a nice lady, good Christian girl. She always told me she wanted to wait till marriage. All that stuff.
Oh.
And they always say, like, they help each other with exercise every night. It's fantastic. I'm going to miss him so much. I think work just was too much for him one day. And he just snapped.
Now.
And then those men came. Those were some worst cops ever. They weren't kind at all.
How long ago did they show up here?
Like, the next day after Charlie did his thing, like, he killed the girl and, you know, killed himself. He's gotta go to hell because he committed suicide.
I'm sorry to hear that. Now, I don't want you to dwell on the negative now, ma'am. Don't fret yourself about that. The police officers who showed up here earlier.
Yes.
did they say anything to you or to anybody
else? Yeah, I couldn't hear him correctly. Sometimes my hearing is not so good. He started saying something about... It's about seeing things and disappearing. And I told them to remind me of my time during my husband was in the war.
Right.
And then at that point they just left. I don't know why. It's very rude.
And did EMTs take away Charlie's body?
That was the kind. I thought it was the EMTs' job too, because when my aunt Sally died, the EMTs came. She was 125 years old when she died.
That is a hell of a.
I know. We are old in Texas. I tell you, we do everything long and big. We're so proud.
Right. So the cops took the body?
Yes. Yeah, very strange.
Maybe
there's a new law. There's always change in those laws. Remember the 1960s? Things were fine. They had to put in those new laws about certain things. It was very strange.
Actually, I wouldn't know. I'm going to say thank you for your help, ma'am.
No problem, Mr. Officer Gunnerbuck. Would you like some cookies?
Yes, ma'am, I would.
Well, thank you. I'll get them all right now. All right.
He turns around. She's going back.
Okay, shut the door. Right, so, I've procured us cookies. B, it seems that this guy Charlie done killed himself after killing his girlfriend. So it's not in that order, kill the girlfriend and kill himself. And this actually kind of fits me. I just feel like slowly getting into it, just a little bit more.
Yeah.
don't even pretend like you're not under its spell now, Molly. Come on now. Come on, look at me. And the cops took away the body. Mm-hmm. Looks like the cops. Now I thought EMTs took away the body in America. So that's awful strange. She said the cops were real rude. Didn't stick around here for very long.
That sounds American.
Okay, fair enough. That's fair. But the part where the cops didn't stick around for very long, very suspicious. Very suspicious.
Someone must have been around if they were wiping the computer.
Right.
Exactly. But what would normal cops know about wiping a thaumaturgical alert thingamajig?
They probably wouldn't. At least not well enough to hide it from me now.
Exactly. So, could you possibly get into the police records and see if...
Consider it done. I'm already, laptop out. This is what
As this is happening, the old woman comes back in. He's like,
just like my little grandson likes it for his parties. Three cookies for each of you. Coconut.
And you notice there's a K on each cookie.
Enjoy.
Thank you, ma'am. That is so sweet. Now, I'm going to need the space available for police work.
No problem.
Thank you.
Did you tell the people in this office about what was happening? They're going to be so disappointed.
It's not in my records. Where did he work again?
No, did he tell you nothing?
No.
No,
you know, you know how bureaucracy is, right? It just makes you do just things you're not prepared to do.
Okay.
He works for the campaign for Bill Turner.
She looks at you like you're expecting you to know exactly who that is.
Right. Oh, I did not know that.
He's such a good man. He'll be good for America.
He will be great for America. I absolutely believe the same. Though, as a police officer officially, I did not support him as a candidate. you understand.
Oh, yeah, of course. I won't tell if you won't.
No, absolutely not. But, that's fine. Thank you very much, ma'am. What was your name again?
Sally.
It was wonderful to meet you, Sally. Thank you so much. Now, I want you to run along now, because I got to do the rest of my job.
I need the plate back.
Right.
She needs her Tupperware.
Put the cookies... Put the cookies on a napkin and give her the plate.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you very much.
She shuffles away.
All right. Shut that. Shut the door. as I was saying, Charlie worked for the campaign for Bill Turner, which I found out through my investigative skills. enjoy the race cookies.
They're race delicious.
I don't even believe that woman's racist. I think she's just old and doesn't give a fuck. So I'm going to put K's on these cookies and see where that fucking comes. Ha ha, freedom of speech, fucker.
What's her last name? Sally Clough. That's her last name. It's a family thing. She makes it for her grandmother. Little Clough. Little Bobby Clough.
Little Bobby Clough. Party. He's like...
After you do your police work thing, we need to get on the Google and find out who Bill Turner is.
What are you going to roll for your...
Well, first,
what are you looking for exactly?
Okay, if I'm looking, I'm going into the police records, trying to get into the police servers if I can, and see if I can find any sort of records related to this case, which I figure will take me a little while.
Yeah, it's gonna be a hack. And also, you can go into a police department; they're gonna have firewalls.
I figure. Yeah, this is not an easy thing, but this is what I do.
Should we do that later when we have more time and not potentially going to be?
Well, it's probably need to be toward when you told me to do something, and I sit down and start at it. So you might want to realize that.
Right.
I'm hunkering down like
it's
I'm.
It's gonna
like,
be
a like
minus
a
10 for the roll.
All right,
change of plans, Nigel.
Yeah.
1 second. Why don't we do this back in Homestead? Simply because I didn't think it was going to be such a slog for you, and I don't want you to be overheated here in the in this area.
Yeah, let's go. It's fine.
Start. Okay, one last search of the place real quick and see if... And I'm going to look for valuables.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give me a luck roll.
18. These are the good dice.
In a small cabinet, you find a gold watch that you're pretty sure you took like a year's pay. It's one of those things to show off to people. It's not really used for anything.
Okay. Wipe everything down. I'm going to try to do this inconspicuously outside the judging eyes of my cohorts.
Give me a stealth.
Um, 71, yes.
Alright. He's able to steal something without you guys noticing.
I wasn't even looking at that.
I don't have my laptop
open. I'm looking at my phone.
You guys would usually spot, but eh, don't worry. It's a disco.
So I'm just wiping down stuff as you guys are exiting the apartment, and then we lock the door.
All right.
We drive back home. Are we waylaid by orcs?
Yeah. No. You drive back to your place. In the meantime.
Driving a red Chevy Camaro, I was like,
makes me go faster.
So,
just imagine Texan orcs. It's horrifying yet beautiful.
You don't belong around here, boy. That didn't make any sense. Seems like it. Cookie, pizza. Yeah, you go back to your place. Nothing uneventful happens. By the way,
excellent, man. Yeah. As I'm walking in the
actually,
door...
Actually, all of you give me a spot check.
Keep in mind, I still have that ward on, so if anybody went in the room, I wouldn't...
Oh, yeah, nothing, nobody went in the
room.
Got it. Okay.
Got it.
Everyone that notices? 20,
so I think I actually got it.
You got it?
Wow. Considering my spot, yeah.
You've been in enough police stings, you've been seen by a lot of police stings, you saw a lot of police stings on TV,
yes.
To know that someone's trying to... Someone's like as you're driving by, you know someone's spotting you from looking at you from a car. Not following you or anything, just looking at you. Strange.
Like a stakeout?
Something like that.
Mm. Oh, so they're like in front of our hotel, they're in
a
car.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you drive off. But you look behind you, but it looks like no one's following you.
Hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm. They're in front of our place, like where we're staying?
No, right in front of the apartment.
As we were leaving.
As we were leaving, yes, you know.
Okay, cool. Fine, they just say Officer Dingleberry and his assistant, and that guy.
So, the only guy without a disguise.
Yep.
Nice.
I don't need one.
Exactly.
This is Texas, he kind of blends in.
Wow.
Oh.
We don't mean that, Texas. If you're listening,
yeah,
you're
to all of our
Texas
listeners, I'm very, very sorry. Please don't come.
And to
shoot
all of
us.
Our British listeners, we don't actually think you're that racist as Americans.
But yes, please, Texas listeners, don't come and shoot us with the guns that you probably own.
Probably own, yep.
Yeah,
this is what happens when a handful of Yankees in New York City decide to set a game first in Britain and then in Texas. So
yeah.
I guess we're all just sorry for everyone.
We sorry we exist, actually. Right, I'm sorry. So you go to your office,
mm-hmm.
What are you gonna do? Oh, you're checking for Bill Turner.
So I'm doing Bill Turner, I figure it's just a quick Google search.
No, you don't need
to
roll for
it.
You type in Bill Turner, Texas, and
right.
You figure out. First off, he's the governor of Texas.
Oh, well, that was easy.
He's in his campaign right now to be reelected as governor of Texas. But there's new rumors like everywhere that eventually he might want to go off into the presidency. He has that, you know, southern charm that whole thing going for him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all you know so far.
Okay.
From a quick Google search.
Hmm.
It's good to know. Place to start.
Back in the real world, apparently. Anyway.
I imagine in the real world there's many
Bill Turner. It's like Bill Turner, Texas, he's a Democrat and district attorney. Alright, anyway.
I'd vote for him. Kidding, Texas. Wait, no, yes? Let's say here. right, well, that went well, mostly. And I suppose, you said I have a contact person?
Yes, once you figure yourself,
People have figured anything.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I suppose now would be the time for you to take a look into those police files.
Absolutely.
Right.
Minus
sense
of the rule.
And as for Angela.
Totally make
it. Angela,
that's
not
yeah.
Angela. Your character's name is Molly.
Yes.
Molly, I have a very important job for you. I'm going to give you 50 quid. Bucks, they call them, yeah. Let's make it 100. And then you're going to go down the street, find an electronics store, purchase the largest, most industrial-sized air conditioner you can find, and then you're going to bring it back here, and then you will install it so that you can all sleep with some semblance of comfort.
Give me an idea.
Yes.
50 quid should be enough. I mean, it's nothing. Britain, I mean,
yeah.
they're 1-1, right?
Yes. Yes. There you go. 50 bucks. You should do it.
Indeed.
Yes.
All right. Well, cheerio.
Right.
Stereotype.
We haven't hit any of those yet. I think one's a lot.
Roger, group. Alright, so that's going to happen, and
nothing wrong's going to happen.
Absolutely not. I'm just, after we've been established that we're probably being followed, I would like to send one of my members, the Bruiser, out to be alone. Let's split up, gang. You, Destructobot. You go that way.
Can I still look like the detective?
Yeah, it lasts for a full day, so
awesome.
Until tomorrow you still look like Bruce Ganagri.
Mm-hmm.
Not knowing anything about Texas, I think that it is totally okay that I have my gun out. Because I'm a police officer. So
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be like the only person with a gun on her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure Dalek has open gun policy.
Do I know that?
You don't know that.
So.
Okay. Oh, right, that's true. Sorry. So as you're walking down.
I'm sure Dalek doesn't require concealed weapons. I'm sure Dalek's like open carry.
Okay, yeah. As you're walking down the street, confident because you actually have a gun in plain sight, all confident, looking like a sort of swagger, and you're walking down the street and you start noticing. Oh, someone else with a gun. Someone, like she's in law enforcement. Yeah, someone else. Does that 16-year-old guy have a shotgun? What the fuck? You know, it's a lot of people with open guns in their hand.
There are 5-year-old children across the street waving guns in the air.
Again, Dallas, we're joking here. Basically, you notice people with have guns on them. Like, obviously, concealed weaponry, non-concealed weaponry, but nothing like pistols or something like that.
Hmm.
Let's make sure to have a game where we make fun of New Englanders and, like, Yankees.
At some point, yes.
Coming next time on Fandible. All right, so a little less cocky, but
I
still take care of myself.
As you're walking by, you look to your right, and you notice immediately, you're so close, so very close to the electronics store, and you look to your right, and you notice a sign for a gun show.
You know what? They don't need me back right away. Like,
mm-hmm.
Is it the gun show, like, right now, or is...
It's an ongoing thing. It's like a con. It's a gun con.
Gun con. Texas Gun Con.
I'm gonna take a little
Not to be confused with Gen Con.
Okay.
Gun Con. Yeah. Very different.
How do you cosplay for Gun Con, really?
Dress up as famous gunslingers.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Go with Annie Oakley or Yes,
anyway.
I'm gonna go to the gun show.
Okay. I know. No. you go to the gun con.
It's a part of all.
You go to that area. It's basically, there are guns everywhere. Like, you've seen guns in the laundry before, but not shown like this for any one person to see. You've been in London your whole life. You've never seen guns displayed like this, ever. Like, it's almost like a ritual. Basically, there's people, like, telling you, like, hey, you want to check out this gun? And basically, people shoving guns in your face, like, showing how they work, showing off their company's brand, and, like, who they work for, stuff like that. So you're there for hours.
Yes.
So you're there, stuck there for a good couple of hours. So I'll get back to you. You doing anything?
I did my hacking roll. I got
You look into the police records, and basically you notice that basically they do a brief. Basically, it's not a murder. It's a suicide.
Right.
Guy just killed himself. It happens.
Okay.
And it's. Like, you don't know much about police investigation, but, you know, there should be more paperwork or investigations. It just stops.
Right.
They just consider it a suicide, and that's it.
Okay, so can I get the, sort of, like, the names of the detectives assigned to that particular, you know, sort of report?
You check the report, and, yeah, there's one or two.
That's right. I jot those down.
Okay.
It's a smell of a cover-up. I'm
mm-hmm.
hearing, oh, yeah, this is totally a cover-up. There's some kind of conspiracy going on here.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so yeah, I get the names of the officers that look to be attached to this for later.
Okay.
I guess that's about as much as I can find out.
Are you doing
anything? Nope. I'm desperately wishing that we have AC. I guess I will... No, I gotta stay here in case something crazy happens and our computer hackers got flat-footed.
Okay.
So I guess I'll just look out the window and try to... Oh! Start setting up my security stuff. You know, taking small cameras underneath lampshades and stuff like that,
so that
I can monitor the area. Because he did his magical thing, but that doesn't really help me.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I'll put one underneath the lampshade next to the bed, and one like in the corner of the farthest corner that can see most of the room, and then I'll set it up with my computer with my bed in the closet.
Okay. Roll your security. Law security. Make sure to set everything up so they can't be noticed.
Oh, that was all a bad idea, wasn't it? Okay. No. There's.
You're sure you set it perfectly?
Awesome.
Yeah, the dice.
Oop.
There it is. Oh, there it is. Okay.
Yep, 96.
You're sure you set it perfectly?
Awesome.
No one will notice.
Perfect.
Alright, you're in the gun show. You're there for a few hours, enjoying. And you're like, remember, AC, damn it.
Hmm.
As you're leaving the place, people shoving guns in your chest. And, yeah, people shooting guns, but you don't have nowhere near enough to buy one. So you head out, you know, feel a little light in your steps. And you also realize it's gotten so late that the shop's closed.
Oops.
As you're swimming in back, empty streets, give me a spot check.
Nope.
Alright.
Streets are empty.
Streets are basically empty. As you're walking through, you go into an alley. You don't go, actually, you don't want to go into an alley. You're passing by an alley, and you feel someone just grab you from behind and push you in.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Okay, give me a premise. That was a mistake.
Someone's
going to
die.
Alright. There's going to be a grapple.
What do you get?
19.
Basically, he tries to he's trying to grab you from behind. He's trying to push you down. Basically, you do the ninja whatever and just slam him across like, whoa, the fuck?
And I was like...
Actually, no. Hmm?
I was thinking of a chokehold and be like, where are you?
Hmm? And as you're doing that, you notice there's no real expression on his face as you're doing that.
What's your name?
And so he's like, who do you work for? Not even noticing what you're doing to him.
I ask the questions here. Who do you work for?
I don't think so. Give me a knowledge espionage. Do you have it?
I have 5.
Roll it.
Come on. Wait. Is that 100? 000?
Yeah, that is in fact 100. You believe he has met James Bond.
Okay. You? I don't... Wow. Jeez. Alright, you believe 100% that this guy is working on his own. Obviously, he's trying to trick you. So, with a little more pressure, you figure out, you have that, he's probably the mastermind behind the whole thing.
He totally is.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, he's following you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so?
I'm gonna bring him back to the hotel for questioning. Interrogation.
Alright.
Right back to where all we are.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't beat him up in the middle of the street. That's suspicious.
Yes.
And I'm not... I was going to make you work for something else, but that... Yeah, you're not going to notice this. So, you should send him back to...
Perp walk back,
yeah.
back to the
hotel.
Yeah.
Nice. So, I'm sitting there.
Where is she? Sarah. 4 hours ago.
Kick down the door.
Oh, thank God.
And, who I think is the mastermind behind this whole crazy plot that's happening here in America. Follow me right down the street.
Who the hell is this?
That's why I brought him back here, because I couldn't interrogate him properly out in the open.
Right. Back here. Fine. Great.
I noticed the British accent, he says.
Fuck!
You need knowledge espionage.
Tie him up.
Yeah, you guys also notice eventually, like, it's like a stilted motion to his movements.
He's orders.
Do you have knowledge, Justin?
5, just like that is the basics.
No.
88, nope.
You guys have no idea who this guy is. He's like...
Why don't you have... You have more than 5 in espionage, right?
20.
Okay. Because I was about to say, like, why are you 5? You were a spy.
Yeah, strangely, I don't think that's one of the skills I was going to choose as a spy. I don't know. I'll check later.
I think he had knowledge espionage last year.
It might have been one of those 2 skills.
Let me see.
Scrunch together.
Spy, knowledge. Oh, knowledge any. So you can put espionage if you want.
Oh. Ow. Okay. Oh, well, whatever.
Yeah, let's just say you have it and you put it in right there. You're getting knowledge after knowledge. You actually did a brief... Like, so they, you know general knowledge about American spy agencies? Mm-hmm. And, like, because you were coming to America, you decided to do a bit more in-depth. There are several that deals with the occult matters. There's only... And the way this guy's moving, there's one particular organization called the Black Chamber. You know who I'm talking about. The Black Chamber are, like, the Black Ops of America. They're not even acknowledged by anybody. And... Honestly, they're not at odds with the American government. It feels like the American government keeps them around just in case it could be useful. But they do some nasty shit sometimes that the American government has to come around. But they keep them around because sometimes they do a good job. And this, one of the main things they do, though, is to, during certain investigations, they remotely control bodies. So you're not, that person you're probably looking at right now is not an actual person, is probably a corpse that's being controlled from far away.
Lovely.
Who do you work for?
I don't believe that it's necessary for us to ask too many questions of one another.
Mm-hmm.
Not outwardly. After all, a gentleman never asks, lady never tells me all that. I can only tell you that we are here on a... We're just here on private business.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing disruptive, be sure of that.
Something that has to do with a certain individual named John?
Probably, yes. Perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I don't know who you work for, but I suggest you leave by tomorrow.
Did you attack my...
I suggest you leave by tomorrow. Otherwise, they will get nasty.
Look, sir. I didn't catch your name. Right. Look, it must be terribly embarrassing to be here, horse riding, trying desperately to clean up the botched job that is this investigation. It must even be more insulting to be talking to an outside counterpart who's trying to effectively clean up your mess. But I can assure you, put those feelings of impotent rage aside and just focus on the thing that is most important, which is we're both on the same side. We both want to make sure that all of this gets wrapped up and that nobody else gets hurt. That's all. After all, you jumped my person. Not the other way around, right?
Right.
Right.
Give me an insight check.
Oh, boy.
Minus five because it's not his body, so it's hard to...
It's a proper insight.
Minus five?
Yes.
30!
Nope. 31. Yeah, you don't know what's going on.
Yes.
His brain is half a mile away from us, as far as you know. He just looks at you. I suggest, they quote me on this, that if you don't leave well enough alone, you will be killed.
Right. And I suggest that threat be slightly little coming from a corpse. Stalking.
Very well. Letting you go.
Huh. No problem. Releasing.
Really?
Hmm?
Really?
Do you have anywhere to put this thing? It's probably expensive.
There is a closet.
I
don't care, because you know these... You would know. These things. To do this corpse do this thing, it's extremely expensive. Per corpse.
Yeah.
And if they have as much bureaucracy as the laundry does.
On the other hand, I also always assume that every other agency has a bigger budget.
That's also true.
Right. I mean, just the suit alone. Fine. We will escort you out.
Mm-hmm.
You'll understand. But that way you can return your property to your people as a sign that we are not interested in any unnecessary friction. Or you having to fill out any expense reports. God. Right, so I cut his arms loose, his legs loose from the chair, and then we escort him out of the entire building.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's out, he walks away.
Mm-hmm.
Bye, corpse man.
You roll there. Give me a side check. Maybe you catch him.
Yes, three.
Nice.
I know everything about him.
Okay.
There was so much pain in those eyes.
Just like being dead.
It hurts him right here, where his heart used to be. And now has a flux capacitor.
If he only had a heart.
Sorry. You get from the sense of tone of his voice that he wasn't 100% serious about getting someone to kill him. Like, he was just threatening.
Oh.
Like, for whatever reason, him, not the organization, but him personally wants you guys to leave. I'm going to say with the 03, which is going to say it's a really success, that maybe what happened to Charlie was a fuck up on his hand.
Ooh.
And he didn't want anyone else to know.
Ooh. You got some dirt on the Americans.
No, just him,
well,
specifically.
The American.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind. I turned to you and say, good news, I got that entire on the film, so we'll be able to send this back to HR. So, right, let's get right on that. So I get to crack in on the film that Could you make sure that the red light there is on?
There's no red light.
But that's not important. I close my laptop. The important thing is that we survived our first encounter with the dead person. Nigel, how's it coming?
Given the basic information that I have. Well, apparently the police here are as incompetent as pretty much everywhere else. And,
excuse me.
Well, almost everywhere else. And there's clearly a cover up. I'm suspecting that these guys are tied to just about every occult organization in the States, most likely, because they just look at this. There's absolutely nothing here. And just, okay, look, these are the names. Of course, I have my report. Print out, you know, the report, which just basically states that this was that the death was a ruled suicide, and there's almost like the report is just really, really bare. Like, they're really, you probably as a police would know that. Like, no, there should have been a lot more paperwork about this. And there's the names of like the couple of detectives that did the detectiving.
There's no mention of the girlfriend.
There's just death was ruled an accident. I mean, suicide. And
that's that. That is very strange.
So clearly the police here are under the influence of at least of class 4 or 5 alien intelligence. I'm sure.
Alien intelligence.
Right. Well, that's good enough for me. I'm going to call our man. We have a contact of someone here working with us that might be able to shed some more light on that. Wanted to get our footing first, threatened by a corpse, and then now we're on our way. So, I'll bring him up on 3-dimensional imaging processing phone.
It's not, you actually have to physically contact the guy. Like, you have certain sets of time in a certain location where you can go meet him and physically talk to him. Because it's not going to be secure just on 2-way phone.
This is true.
Even though he uses phones to summon creatures from the great beyond, I can't make a phone call on mine because I used T-Mobile. Largest 4G network on my left. All right, fine. Well, at ease, everyone, until tomorrow, 7 a.m. Yes, 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to meet our contacts.
All right. You guys ever do anything before?
I stake out my part of the bed. I take the comforter and like I kind of put it in the middle and punch it up like this is a line. We do not cross the line.
I just sort of like hunch up over my laptop. You probably don't want to see what's on my screen. Either squeak you or drive you slowly mad. Possibly both.
Could be a
move
on.
Pro tip, anyone listening, do not Google. Especially not with safe search off.
Wow. Okay. Alright. The next day. The contact point is the Dallas Aquarium. Mm-hmm. Which is straight... And as you go there, you know something odd. Like, even though it's called the Dallas Aquarium, there's a lot of other types of animals there for some odd reason. Like, monkeys and stuff like that. Kind of weird.
Monkeys like water.
Yeah.
They drink it.
True.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, sea monkeys.
See what you sit down.
Okay. Oh, good.
You go to an area in the middle of the aquarium where there's a small glass cage, and inside is a jaguar that's walking back and forth for some odd reason. And
I'm the giant Amazon. It looks like a kid.
It's true.
Okay, yeah, pretty much. And basically, now you have a code phrase. Now they don't specifically say what the code phrase is, but it's supposed to be something British so that you can guess it. So basically, it's something from pop culture. So you stand and you have a general description of what the person looks like as you go there. You know, it's one guy like standing close to the cage, like just you know, casual like just looking at it. No, but he has to say the word first.
Oh.
So you sit next to him. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. You sit right next to him. It's been a long, cold night.
Robbie Williams is one of the best recording artists ever.
Okay.
Nobody would say such a phrase on that. It was a code phrase.
don't Don't Sleep on Rock, DJ, man. That's the best song ever.
What do you have?
I have a missing dead body, a non-existent murdered girl, and some very suspicious police activity.
All right. Leading to...
Leading to my specialist believes there's some sort of manipulation of the local law enforcement that is covering this entire thing up. I've been contacted forcefully by a member...
Well, he's saying this, I'm like holding up the button, pointing at you.
Bruce! He's really, really adamant that I point out that there's virtually nothing that's on this report, this police report. It's been whitewashed quite extensively. And that an absence of proof is irrefutable proof of the absence of control over an irrefutable alien's intelligence. There, I said it, I'm only going to say it once.
You need extreme proof for something like that.
I know. But moving on, that's his theory.
Yeah,
his theory. However, we were contacted by a member of
Black Chamber.
By the Black Chamber.
Are you sure?
Yes. Unless there's another company, a group out there who has the clearance, mobility, and finances for course riding.
That's somewhat odd, because if it was actually someone from the Black Chamber, they would have the Americans would have called us and called us on this. And would have looked very, very... We would have had pie in our faces. And that would have been bad for you. But there has been no call so far. And this is the type of thing they would call us in a second. Quite odd.
Well, that's something that, that was strange to me as well. Why would they send such an expensive piece of equipment to talk to multiple agents? Just one.
You had the role, right? I'm going to say, those corpses, because they feel no pain and they usually get big guys, can be very powerful. So you have a sense that, like, he let him, like, he didn't go ape shit on you guys first, like, just,
okay.
I'm not going to say why he didn't go ape shit, but probably he didn't go full power on you guys.
Of course. My character.
Okay.
I'd like to think he's never fought a corpse person.
That's always tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yes.
As you guys are talking, give me awareness rolls, both of you.
Awareness
spot.
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 Yeah, I'm good.
003.
Yeah.
You two here,
you
off in the
zero,
corner.
Zero legs coming up.
Off in the corner, like, just out of earshot. You're like, well, is this like this, like this 10-year-old kid with a what looks like some type of handheld device. You can't tell what system it is. It's like, oh, it's a new level of the game. This is awesome. And basically, he goes like, and also you hear the game really loudly for some odd reason. I mean, it was like, but it's always like, level 9, cat damage 55, raw. It's like, oh, this is great, but it's just a weird video game.
That sounds slightly over, because I like video games.
Okay. give me a knowledge. Actually, that wouldn't work. Give me a... What do you use for finding something strange about on the computer? Was it hacking? Or?
I guess computer hacking, or maybe computer magic, or just knowledge occult.
Give me a knowledge occult.
Alright, knowledge occult
65.
004, yep.
Okay. Brought to you. I forgot the name of the company I just made up. Brought to you by Stroke Eagle Studios. We give you the newest secret level. You made it! Jaguar Death 5! And you notice, with your role, you notice some strange computer oh, that's a summoning circle. This is awesome! Oh, I dropped that! This burns!
Oh, God.
And then you notice, you notice, with the 03, the Jaguar stopped.
Okay. But, like, it's just, like, stopped in its tracks, or...?
Just stops and... And I'm going to say, because you're looking directly, because you're 03, you notice this, you're 03. You look directly, and you notice a shift. Like, it's like a reality bubble, like happens around the Jaguar. And like you see, first like something opened up for a split second, and you know it's something that shouldn't exist. I need your sanity. It's like, is your mind just goes, what the f-?
Okay, do I just roll? I'm trying like to get under my sanity.
Under your pout, under your what is this? Under your what's your under pout?
Power is 30%.
I think it's luck. Yeah. I think it's under your luck. Is it your luck? I think it is. Well, for now we'll say that, and then I'll check the rules at some point.
Let's see. 18.
You make it.
It's weird, but I'm okay.
It's
just to show that maybe you should have a... Can I lower my spot skill? That's what happens when you succeed.
Welcome to Call of Cthulhu Rules 7. Basically, you notice these things, you might go insane. Alright.
Roll for spot. Can I decline?
No. Alright, alright, no, sorry. You have to roll a d100 and roll against your character's current sanity.
Which was 30 anyway.
Yeah, so you made it anyway.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm keeping that 18 so long as it's helpful.
Okay, so yeah, you make it. It's like, it's a weird shift, but your mind is able to. You have a strong mind for some reason. Just like that. And then you notice something strange about the Jaguar. It's just. It smells. Opens up a little bit longer than it's physically capable, and its eyes just start. Like, you ever see that thing? Seen the thing where like the guy's head comes off and turns into its own, creature. Like the head sprouts legs.
Oh, from the movie The Thing.
That movie The Thing, and then but its eyes, the eyes do the same thing. Its eyes just start jutting out,
nice.
And the eyes lock on you three, and all of a sudden he just screams like an ear scream. The scream that. Destroys the bulletproof glass around it.
I start yelling like everyone needs to evacuate.
Yeah, they're all like, Jaguar's loose! People are just running all over the place.
Former police officer wants to keep the civilian safe.
And it starts to jump, actually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Roll initiative. Yeah. Oh, no, roll initiative. Okay. Yes, I'm gonna say, Jaguar's faster than all of you. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Alright.
I go at 10.
I need to be faster than Jaguar. I need to be faster than these guys. I got a 17.
I'm going
to
actually give me guys a spot. Yeah, keep all of you give me a spot.
003.
002.
006.
We are laser sharp.
Everybody, lose sanity.
Cthulhu shows.
Notice an elder horror like you've never noticed it before.
HD.
Yeah.
You cannot look away.
Yeah. It's aiming for the contact.
Ooh.
Oh, it's aiming for the contact?
Because it's the first thing it saw. It's going to aim for the contact first. But it's going to go first anyway, so. It's going to leap. And it's going to leap, and let's see. It's a jaguar. Let's be honest. Oh, it makes it. What a surprise. How much damage would a jaguar do?
How much damage would a jaguar do?
I can't just do a lot.
It's one of those classic gaming lines. How much damage do jaguars do?
That's so funny. I got killed in the last game that I played by a jaguar. Voluntarily. You remember Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't get killed.
No,
I
know, that was my character that
That's
got
right.
killed. Yeah, that was fun. Oh, yeah.
Voluntary death by, I think it was either jaguar or...
Alright, so I'm going to say monster with a mother monster inside of it. Alright, so I'm going to say 6. 2, 1, 2, 3, 6.
That's going to be the name of my new band.
Probably never heard of it.
Monster Mobius strip.
Alright, yeah, basically, it's starting to rip into the contact. Right? Like, it just leaps, mouth gape, just goes to the side of the contact. Just shit.
Ah!
It's not dead yet, but that's
it's
a 7. Yeah,
yet.
I'm going to say, with that 7, he's critically wounded.
Oh, what the hell else is he going
to do? I can take it.
That guy is dead.
All right.
You're next.
No, you're next, because you have the higher dexterity.
No, he has higher
dexterity. Oh, right, you had, sorry. Go ahead.
It's okay. I'm going to run away. Okay. Mm-hmm. I was sitting next to the contact, and now the monster is next to me.
You know, it's like blood. You know, the blood splattered on him, but it's not showing through the glamour at all.
Just that, that is so glamorous.
That is awesome.
Okay.
I am going to try to go for a high position in which I can shoot at the animal with some relative safety,
mm-hmm.
like on top of a fountain, mm-hmm. or yeah, that's about it.
Okay.
Fountains are the only things that be in aquariums that are sufficiently high.
Exactly.
Okay.
I think they're built to code for that.
Since I don't know the setting, would like shooting at it with just a gun do anything?
Maybe. No, give me a knowledge occult.
Watch, this is going to be the time that I roll obnoxiously high. Yes, 53. Don't make it.
No, maybe.
We have standard issue holy bullets.
Yeah, okay. Actually, you two give me a knowledge occult just to see.
Yeah, it's all an item.
It's kind of possessed a creature, but it's not necessarily like it's like a long over distance summoning instead of like actually possessed by the creature. So shooting the creature would probably break the connection.
Alright, so I yelled out, I was like, killed you, shoot it. If you shoot it, it'll disrupt the connection.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, then I shall shoot it with my pistol.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, don't cross the streams.
Okay.
Hit it.
For how much damage?
I don't know how much damage this pistol does.
Oh, let's see. We really should have checked that before, I guess.
Probably.
Blah, blah. Pistol. Is not in the index? No, there is. No, it's not. The hell?
13d6.
Awesome gun.
First gun ever. Let's say for now it's 1d6 plus 2?
Okay. And then do I get my...
It might be a bit much, but yeah. Let's say 1d6 for now.
Does my damage modifier work with
that?
They
only work for physical attacks.
6 damage.
Nice. But you blast to the side. It just... Whoosh. It's not dead yet, though. Obviously. What are you doing?
I was going to start working on banishing, but... Considering what I just realized, that's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
So instead, she just shot it, so she probably has intention.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to do the MMO roll and be a buffer, and I'm going to give her a shield. The name of that particular spell is it's over here somewhere. I think it's a binding, defensive binding.
Mm-hmm.
Basically. Here we go. Defensive binding. The problem is it takes a round or two, so it would take effect next round.
Mm-hmm.
But I start tapping on my phone to while having her in my camera. Basically, if it works, it provides 5 points of 5 points of protection against whatever type of damage I decide.
Mm-hmm.
Which in this case, I'm going to say is kinetic impact, because so far this thing hasn't breathed lightning or anything,
mm-hmm.
but it does seem to have caused
Yep.
So it would once it works as of next round, she would have 10 points of protection.
Mm-hmm.
Against damage, which basically means if she hits, it's, you know, damage goes to those 10 points first.
Mm-hmm.
Once the 10 points have been full, everything falls over onto her and the thing falls, you know, the shield falls.
Okay.
So she basically has 10 extra hit points.
Oh, that's
10
right.
extra temporary hit points. That's basically what it is.
I'm going to assume you have a 9mm pistol? Probably.
Yeah, sure.
So you have, it's 1d10, just so you know. For right now.
Click here. 59. Yep, totally make it. So right. I'm casting my spell, you know, the air shimmers around her,
mm-hmm.
and not this round, but next round, she should have
mm-hmm.
those 10 extra hit points.
How much ammo does 9mm have?
Ammo 17 per clip.
Do you have guns up there?
Yeah.
I guess it'll take 9mm as well. It's D10.
Yeah, 1D10. Alright. It's gonna Jaguar's the Jaguar's mouth doesn't move. It's still on the guy, but its eye stalks just looks straight at you. It let go and it's gonna leap at you. Yeah, it still makes it.
Do I get to try to dodge it?
Oh yes, you can try to dodge.
Yay!
Why did I get a second one?
100 in the damn game. I get eaten.
Really?
I rolled a 100.
He decided the best way to dodge it is to
leap
into its
zero.
Mouth. Oh, God. If I'm already in its belly, it can't break me.
Oh, wow. Actually.
The spell backfires. I actually have cement shoes.
First, it's gonna try. God, this is horrible. First thing it's gonna do is gonna bite you for 2 damage.
Wow.
Yeah, very nice. But because of that 100, basically it bites into you, and all of a sudden, its eye stalks like it's like right on your chest, close to your throat. Its eye stalks, see it flapping around, look straight into your eyes, and its eye stalks goes jab right into your eyes.
Ah! Nice.
I need you to roll your sanity again.
Nice. Okay. That is just wrong on a lot of levels.
19, I make it.
You see...
This is not the weirdest thing that's happened to me.
You see brief glimpses of places that shouldn't exist in any reality. And ickiness. Because there's eyelids to eyelids. You touch, like, it's somehow, like, you're supposed to naturally blink in these type of situations, but your eyes are wide open as its eyes are, like, looking straight at yours. And you're just like, just...
Still not the grossest thing to have been jabbed in your eyes.
If you're lucky with the sand rolls,
I know.
Okay. And you're lucky with the hits, too. Alright.
I'm going to puke a little and then shoot it.
Do you hit it?
Yes, I do.
How much damage?
1d10. Die, fucker.
So it's about 10 damage total?
Yes.
Yeah, that's enough. It just goes falls to the ground and is just shaking. And all of a sudden, you know, whatever changes it made seems to, like, revert as it's dying and it's back to a normal jaguar again.
Oh, no, I shoot it again. I come up close.
Just empty the clip.
No, I just put two in its head. Nice and smooth.
And then as soon as that happens, you notice a strange shield surrounding your body.
There! You're safe now! I'm a hero.
Good job, sir.
I reach out my hand to touch your arm. I'm like, are you okay? Ow! Fuck! Yeah, I wouldn't do that. The side effects of exposure have not been tested as much as they should. It should only last a few more minutes. It's all right.
As you say that, you notice a couple of cops and a bunch of the people from the aquarium rushing in, trying to figure out what the hell happened here.
I put my gun away and I start. I say we need to cordon off this area right now. This thing could still be dangerous. We don't know what else got loose. All right, there's a lot of broken glass here. Children could cut their feet. Come on,
make a command test.
Make a man test?
Command.
Like, shit. Man test? What other skills are there? Yeah, that's a no. So I got a...
5% chance.
Or 74.
Okay. Who the hell are you? What's your precinct number?
7... holy shit, is that thing still moving? Ooh. They can make it look like a dead dog instead of a dead jaguar.
He doesn't have that dog.
Yeah, I know. Pointing at it, sweating profusely, though no one can see it. This thing could still move. Look. We can answer a lot of questions once we make sure that this thing is still. Now, is the veterinarian here or the keeper of the place?
Give me the seat.
Did you not notice I just shot this thing dead?
I keep thinking, mixing up Warhammer 40k. Which one's the lie skill?
It's fast talk.
Fast talk, there we go.
Can do. 15, yeah.
There's a bed.
Now, I need to know where the zookeeper is, because this thing's a wild animal, and it bit my friend, and it could have rabies. Now, that man over there needs medical attention right now. I saw 13 kids that were on a field trip, and they're probably scared out of their minds. I need child psychologists here. Stat, why are you still standing here?
I'm going. He turns around, he starts yelling at the other cops, and he starts heading off.
Right.
Two of the cops, like, pointed guns at the obviously dead jaguar.
Nice job. Sit right there. Grab the gimp.
I'm the gimp. I got bit by a jaguar.
You got bit once and then it tickled your eyeballs. Whatever. That guy got mauled. Yeah. Let's go.
Before we go, well, they're doing all this. I'm looking around for that game that the kid dropped.
Oh. Yeah.
So,
you find it.
Can I touch the guy without shocking him with my brand new force field?
You need to spell that force field.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Stop. Spell. Hold. Okay, the legs appear. Close. There we go.
Do you have to control alt delete?
It's an iPhone. Look, it's very user friendly until you need it to actually be user friendly. You know, I put in this report last week asking the company to look into Steve Jobs. I am certain he is possessed by at least a level 7 etheric entity. Nobody ever takes me seriously. I mean, if you need any more proof, just look at this settings menu.
I go over to the guy who got to the contact. Is he still alive?
Do any of you have medical skills at all?
I mean,
medicine, yes.
First aid?
I have nothing.
First aid? Is there
a first aid? There is a first aid and there is also a medicine.
Oh, give me a first aid.
Okay.
Actually, there's no medical supplies. I'm going to say minus 10 without the proper medical.
Everybody's got 30%, 20%.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Nope. 69.
Wrong.
Yeah.
61. Nope.
You are dying.
That's not generally helpful in these situations.
Not really. Not at all. I lived a good life, I think.
Do you have anything on you that might be able to help? Any standard issue stuff?
First off, you sound ridiculous. Secondly, not really. I don't want my last words to be suppliers, though. I mean, I lived a good life. I fought against great evils in my time. This one story. This is something you must remember. Oh, no, something you must remember. Do not...
Fuck you, crazy.
If those cops weren't there, I would shoot him. Right, only one thing to do. I'm just his pocket. That's exactly what I proceed to do. To your disturbing visuals, you have a clear view of your quote unquote team leader. The guy you live with works over a still cooling dead body with the efficiency of a dude stripping a car. Like, no problem. You notice everywhere he puts his hands, there would be no fingerprints, doesn't touch the blood, lifts the body, searches it, and I'm going to
search your hell out.
Search.
There's no search again. Oh,
I think it's just spot.
Alright, spot. 14.
You know, strange enough, notice on his clothing, but you know, there's a not really standard issue, but some people choose to have skin flap.
Okay.
On their legs, in order to hold certain items. You know, it's like some contact information. And from what you can guess from it, it's like a certain time you're supposed to contact the office. But from the way it's looking at now, this is not going to be for things are not going to sink for like at least 2 weeks.
Oh.
Or so.
This guy was in for 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Wild. Alright, anything else?
That's it.
Alright, cool. Money?
That's some money.
Good. Got it? The man came in with a... Okay, see, that's what happens, and that's why you get mauled.
I haven't gotten it. I got mauled.
You got bit. We've been over this.
And I got eyeballed!
All right, we go back to the hotel. Away from the cops.
British stiff upper lip, yeah. It was a terrifying, traumatic day, but still need to get back to the hotel for tea.
Sure. No, actually, I take them all out to dinner with the dead man's money.
Yeah.
We go to a diner.
You find an Arby's.
Perfect. And we sit down. We have we start eating. So,
considering what they pay us, I have no problem.
So, What happened back there?
Did you learn anything about that weird video game?
What video game? Oh, wait. Yeah, I should have been looking into that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Start analyzing. Analyze. And, yeah, just barely make it. But, yeah, 73.
You know there's some strangeness with the code somehow, but you can't really be specific about. But it's like, and you've heard of this thing, like, you sometimes game on occasion. It's more fun to mess with etheric energy and stuff like that, but you game on occasion. And so you've heard of the company.
Right.
They're based actually in Texas. And they make some awesome games. They give you a lot of blood and guts and all that stuff.
Awesome.
And this is definitely one of their games. And you know that there's something in the code that's really strange, but you can't really specify what. That's something minute.
Last I checked, apparently the kid accessed his hidden level, and next thing you know, he's letting in a level 3 etheric entity into the building, and actually, it was pretty targeted, because the game actually said Jaguar Death,
mm-hmm.
So I don't know, make that what you will, but I think we're clearly being targeted by this company for termination, because they know that I pirated.
Now, what exactly was that back then?
It's simple summoning activated by running a pre-stored subroutine within this hidden level, opening up an etheric gateway that then allowed a being to take over the kitty, as you put it before.
Now, how is it that we were able to dispel it with normal physical bullets?
Well, the entity itself didn't come all the way through the portal. It was more of a connection status. So whatever was on the other side of the portal probably was too big to fit in kitty.
Really?
That's my theory.
All right. Thank you, Nigel. Molly, how are you feeling?
I am all right.
You took a little bit of a hit there.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a luck roll real quick.
Uh-oh.
Anything you want to share with us?
You two give me a luck roll.
Nope.
Right.
Yep.
your glamour instantly is gone. It's gone away. Yours,
yeah.
You feel it flickering. It's going to be gone soon.
Right. I'm going to.
And people just notice that you suddenly turn into a completely different person.
Right.
What the hell was that?
Right now. Let's go.
Get
right
now.
We're leaving.
Damn it.
You know, as you're getting rid of leaves, one guy is like, "Yeah, you didn't pay for that."
I just put down a 50 and leave.
Okay, and he's like, "Okay, fine." You know, some people just start saying,
"What the hell is that?" I was like. Did you see that?
Right.
Okay. We need to get back to the hotel right now. I'll order takeout or delivery or something.
Milkshakes.
Yes, fine. We'll find milkshakes. I'm driving back to the place. Nigel, are these charms supposed to wear off so quickly?
You're
glad
now that you're in the car. It's gone.
Ooh. It's been a day.
You're covered in blood.
Yeah.
Right. Huh. Right. It has been a day. Thank you for reminding me. True.
And they've got a little something.
Got a little red on you.
Right.
Got some red on you.
Molly is going to drive.
My gaping jaguar bite on my chest.
Now, it's two damage. Like, the way the rules work for damage is, as long as, like, if you take a single hit, if you hit your damage threshold, then it's major damage. Otherwise, it's considered like minor cuts and bruises.
Okay. Minor cut from a jaguar.
Yes.
I'm serious. Another day of the other
day.
All right, let's go. I'm driving.
Okay. I'm going to lie down in the back and wipe myself off.
Oh.
All right. So that's what we're going to do and go back to the apartment.
You head back to the apartment.
Yes.
And as you're heading back, you notice a strange glow off in the distance.
Uh-huh.
As you get closer and closer, this glow seems to be grow and grow until you realize... That's your apartment building. On fire.
Motherfucker!
Aren't you supposed to know if things happen in the room?
I'm supposed to know somebody comes in. Nobody has come in. They just set fire to the building. And clearly hasn't reached our room yet, or I'd know that. So
now you know it's fire.
Oh, wait, no, there it is. Just, oh, boy. You're caught, and there it goes.
Balls, Nigel, what are we supposed to do now?
Well, I suggest not going into the flaming room.
Well, yes, thank you. Well,
I try.
Oh, it's really cocked up now. All right, we're going to have to find a different place to stay. Fortunately, most of our gear was in there.
Yes, well, not my stuff, exactly. Yeah, laptop, and games, and my candy bars.
So where are we? Let's take stock.
Should I leave my brass knuckles in there?
You will see them.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
I don't want Pete to be angry.
Okay. Let's take stock. We have whatever bullets we have on us,
mm-hmm.
whatever money we have on us, whatever clothes we have on us, whatever blood we have on those clothes. We need to find someplace inexpensive, incognito, that will allow us to bathe and rest and make another plan. Now, is there any place like that, Nigel? Peter, thing?
I'm going to say, like, among the paperwork, you found out where the guy, your contact lived at the time, for the 2 weeks.
Oh. Wait, I think I have an idea. I'm going to be squatting in a dead man's home. Again, for the 7th time this year.
Well, at least we're used to it.
Mm-hmm.
Why do our missions always end up with this? Right. I give directions to...
We have such a high body count.
We're, we're just that good.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so I direct him to the apartment. God willing, he had more funding than we did. So I actually live someplace posh.
You go, you follow the address to, now before when you went in you saw it going to a dingier and dingier part of town. This time it's going to nicer areas, maybe too nice. You go in front of a nice, beautiful building, and right in front of there is a doorman and a parking place in the place in the back for parking.
Nigel, can you pull your trick again to make me look like the man that died, pre-Molly?
I suppose this is going to take a little bit to get the parameters right. You would say how much of 5'10", 5'9" or so?
5'9½" is about 250 pounds. Right handed.
Hand dashed hand right. Enter.
Oh!
19. Okay, amazing.
Right. Not nearly as handsome as Dingleberry, but right. So, both of you, please follow me quietly. Don't say anything. Don't speak unless I do. I'm going to try to pull this off. Ready? Great.
Here we go.
And we walk.
Okay.
Balls swinging out like we own the place.
Okay.
Just right by the door, man.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna look stern and angry. I'm gonna look at my PDA like
mm-hmm.
I'm reading something I fucking don't want to read.
Okay.
Oh God, I don't want to read this. You don't want to talk to me when I'm reading this.
You mean intimidated this? Give me a status.
Sport?
What does status do?
Do you check?
Okay. You know, I'm thinking status is like your status as a like authority. But maybe I'm thinking it wrong. There it is. This goes and measures your character's reputation and influence. Yeah, I got it right. Status.
Hmm.
Oh, within the laundry, though.
It's basically within the laundry.
Nah, that's true. Wouldn't work here.
Okay.
Give me a perform.
Oh, no. None of this is sounding good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Okay.
Alright, I'm just going to try to walk in, I guess.
Could it count under disguise, because he's pretending?
Yeah, I know, but let me try. Mr. Sanderson, how you doing?
Disguise, voice.
Okay.
Ooh. Hold on. Yes.
Oh, you make it
2 points.
Okay.
Yes. fine. How are you?
I'm doing fine. My kids are alright. It's all good. Now, do you have 2 guests? You know you have to sign in for them, right?
Sorry.
No, it's, it happens. It's the weather. The heat and the humidity. And it happens to everybody. But, sign. Humidity. Oh, thank you. Signing you kindly. He looks at me. Oh,
Ron
fine.
Smith.
He looks at you. Smith. So we have a policy about keeping everything out of this building. There's politicians in here and everything.
I just look at
him. I'm just joking, sir. You understand. I'll just be out here.
Thank you.
Right.
And we walk off.
Right. You walk off to his apartment. To a nice elevator with sweet elevator music.
Smith is a normal name. Why does everyone keep saying that? Smith. Do you know how many Smith? Matt Smith, for God's sake. Have they never heard of the man? Have you seen his girlfriend? She's gorgeous. They wish they were named Smith.
Doors open. You go off. Head off to the front of the building. You open. Do you have the key?
Did he have it on him? So I searched the hell out of that man.
I would say, yeah, probably had him on.
unless it was someplace I just wouldn't.
I mean, was there a reason you wouldn't have the key?
What's that?
You probably have to take the keys from him just to get it.
Anything and everything.
You open the door, and it's a beautiful, beautiful apartment. Beautiful, huge bed, curtains, nice. The bathroom is immaculate.
Nice.
And the Ethernet is super fast. Awesome.
Dying, and I take out his wallet and check his name. Mr. What'd you say?
Sanderson.
Thank you for your help, Mr. Sanderson. Come on. All right, everyone. Make yourselves at home, I suppose. Click. And Nigel.
Yes.
Try to make this one flameproof.
Maybe.
Right. Now.
Watch me summon like a flame. Like, oh, wait, no, wrong.
Wrong dimension.
No, right dimension. What effect?
I'm
working on it.
Now, here's the problem. I don't know if this man's cover meant that he was pretending to be American or British. So I don't know exactly what his voice sounded like. So I can't sound like him. So, as much speaking as we do, please minimize it. I'm going to try to take a shower, and if the both of you can put your heads together, and by the time I get down, have an explanation as to who burned down our hotel. That would be great. So.
Yes, I'll just pull that out of my magic hat.
Yes, your hat. That's exactly where I thought you were going to pull it out. Excuse me. All right, maybe we'll just shower.
I can protect things from fire. I just want to know, like, is that a single target? Is this a single target? I don't know if you're willing to count a room as a target.
No.
Yeah, I figured it's not.
Just the bed, so if we wake up and it's all on fire, everybody on the bed!
Yeah.
Don't breathe smoke.
Plus, it doesn't really last that long. It's like, yeah, it's just a quick temporary moment.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm just, but I am going to do the full warding if in case anybody enters.
Yeah,
okay. That's just, again, standard, the standard procedure. So. Make it.
Well, the way I figure it, there's two suspects. Either our corpse-riding friend decided to torch the hotel, or this game company decided to torch the hotel.
I think Paris' measures are just getting crazy these days.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, yes, it's we've got suspects. I mean, I suppose we can look for tomorrow into, you know, the company and try and see their records, but somebody in the company clearly knows their way around an advanced equation or three, so it could be a bit more dangerous than hacking into the local police department.
Understandable.
And we're waiting for. Pause this real quick.
Pause.
Go.
Right, so, what did you find out, team?
What did I find out?
I didn't find anything, I
Mm-hmm. No, we being snoutishly warded against anything except fires. Mm. I don't have the clearance yet for fire warding. But if anybody tries to come in here, we'll know.
Right. So if we go to the scene of the fire after it's done, is it possible, Nigel, for you to discover who might have set it?
I can do a tracking, but I need a piece of the person for the target to be able to find somebody.
Don't have one for you. Don't even know who might have set it. All we can assume is that it wasn't a... We can err on the side of caution and absolute rampant paranoia, and assume that that fire was not an accident, but was quite meant for us.
Yes.
Well then, with that out of the way, we have a meeting place for this contact's contact. It's in 2 weeks. However, let's get into that.
Okay,
God.
I'm sorry.
However, it's in 2 weeks, which begs an interesting question. Why did we have personnel here embedded for over 2 weeks? I don't know exactly what that means, but it's worth mentioning. As it stands right now, with the death of our contact, your ideas are welcome, team.
There's a game company that tried to kill us. Now we could, as I was saying, I could go into the service, but clearly somebody in there knows the Turing equation and a few other things that maybe would be actually beyond, well, not beyond, but just a little bit above my clearance. And so it might be a little bit too dangerous to hack in from outside. But they did try and kill us, and they probably don't like me because I hired it there or something. Mm. So it's something to do while we wait.
Also, right. Here's a question. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say, since some of our supplies were decimated, I know where we can pick up extra ammunition.
Look, clearly you want to go, and I'm not going to be able to stop you. So, yes, go ahead. Right, before anyone leaves, however, many of our supplies were destroyed. We have no idea
like
how much
ammunition.
Longer... Like ammunition. Thank we have you. No idea how much longer we're going to be. Things are getting extremely dangerous. So Six Gun Molly is clearly on the case. But we're going to need an alternative source of finances. So I'm authorizing... Fuck, this is going to be so much paperwork when we get back. But I'm authorizing OCP... OSP on-site procurement... Smoke them if you got them, guys. So, if you've got a place to get money, if you find some sort of drug dealer that doesn't walk much in his back, if you find somebody who drops a big old bundle of cash on the way to the bank, we don't live here, we're not responsible, we're getting the hell out, we just need stupid, filthy, ridiculous-looking monopoly money, American dollars, for a couple more days, and then we're gone. Until then, we don't have them. And unless you want to call back and try to requisition some money from the company.
Yeah, I'm going to find an ATM.
Okay. That's fine. Whatever it is that you do. So, Molly, you work with Nigel about getting funds to supply the
armory.
Yes, the armory. That's fantastic. We're also going to need money for things. Clothes and stuff, but we can worry about that tomorrow. Something that occurred to me.
I was going to say, let's look through Sanderson's closets for clothes and see if he only had some for him or if he had spares.
Alright, that's fine. But we can do that too.
Okay, let's see what resources we have in this apartment before we start going mad.
Interesting choice of words, yes. Right, fine. Let's search the apartment real quick.
Looking for clothes, if he had spare cash on hand,
mm-hmm.
Valuables, we could take to a pawn shop. Mm-hmm. I'm not looking for weapons, because I'm going to get my own weapons.
Okay. There's no weapons or weaponry. There's some cash, not enough to go off to a gun spending spree. There's clothing, but the only person who would fit is him. Some spiffy clothing, too.
Nice.
This guy was a gentleman's gentleman.
Yeah, nice. It's like the GQ catalog in here. Seriously, this is a walk-in closet. How many men can say, you see my echo voice, how many men can say they have a walk-in closet? Amazing. I can't believe this company would actually, the company would spend this much.
You're right, I can't believe it. How long is it in there? I mean, seriously, you're right. I can't believe the company would pay for this. They don't. I've seen human... I've been down to HR once and I don't want to go back. And the point is, they don't pay for stuff like this. So...
So you're saying this might have been acquired with the outside funds?
I'm glad I put up that board.
Is this place bugged?
I can search for magical bugs, and you can search for regular bugs, and the...
Turns out, no, I can't. Alright, well, I'll give it a shot.
Roll.
No, already.
And scan. 009. Oh, yeah. My scanner will reveal if there are any magical sources.
There's nothing as far as I can tell.
Magic-wise,
like,
except for
you
my
notice,
board, I'm good.
Like, with 09, I'm going to say that you notice that this has been scanned before. Like, someone scanned for bugs themselves. You have a feeling Sanderson scanned himself.
That's what I'm suspecting,
okay.
Too. So it's like, well, you know, the guy knew this stuff, and he kept the place clean, at least of magical intrusion. So on my end, it's clean.
What's the... It's spot?
Yeah.
Then,
29. You don't know
anything.
Okay. So this place is clean as far as you know.
Right. Okay. Good to know. As I was saying, weird thing is, this girl who Charlie apparently murdered didn't come up on the report.
Nope.
Not at all. So, I think it begs the question, who the hell was she? And why is she so important that she didn't turn up on the report? But Charlie did.
I think this is part of the cover-up. Our friend who tried to our corpse writing friend,
mm-hmm.
as you so cheerfully called him, he wasn't happy about something. He was uncomfortable. He was trying to hide something with this investigation. I think he screwed up somewhere along the line.
You know, I once watched you almost flip over a car before. It's very strange to juxtapose that with your woman's intuition.
I was a police officer.
Right. Well, alright, so he was trying to hide something from us. But why would he try to hide something from us? Do you think he's serious about trying to kill us? That seems... I mean,
yes.
Honestly, between... Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the sort of thing's not done
anymore. He was trying to scare us. He didn't know who he was dealing with.
They had been watching us before, so they would have known if we were in or out of the apartment when they set fire, so that was probably less of a murder attempt and more of a kind of very, very warm telegram.
Interesting. So threat.
Yeah.
More forceful threat. Well, this is a much bigger building. I'll have trouble burning it down.
And
we're surrounding ourselves with soft targets, so, I mean... Unless they manage to get every single person out of this building at once, then burn it down, it seems like a little bit too much.
So there's a fire alarm.
Thank you, God.
Okay.
So, yes, I suppose we need more weapons and we need to track down this this person. So, this is my only idea. And I'll be honest with you, once people start setting fires to the places where I'm staying, I start to get a little out of my league. Normally, I'm used to A, working alone, no offense, but B, not being seen, and that means not having people know where you stay. So how about this? A more direct approach. Molly, this will be more up your alley. We wait until we find more surveillance being planted on us. More tags. And then Molly gets some answers from whom they work for. Now, we are not going to kill them. But our house was burned down. That's considered extremely rude where we're from. And there's a man dead.
Writers?
Yep, there's a man dead, and we've been attacked by a panther.
Jaguar. We need to be specific. I mean, when we make the report back to HR and to Peter, they're going to want to know what it was that attacked.
And one of our men is dead.
Yes.
That's important. So, I'm authorizing both on-site procurement of funds and equipment, and also more aggressive tactics. And I'll explain it to Donaldson when we return that this place really is this crazy, barbaric, hellscape, Mad Max style of men just roaming the streets with guns and homemade weapons strapped to sticks, and we barely survived. Right.
So, fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Get us money.
Right. So I head out the door.
Mm-hmm.
First thing I'm doing, I'm looking for an ATM.
Okay.
Which is, and as I approach the ATM, plenty of distance, I will put up an entropic field,
mm-hmm.
which basically just makes it. The entropic field is very handy. It does all sorts of things, like shut him up, and also can basically make. Can make a stationary object completely invisible, or it can make a moving object, like a person, all fuzzy,
mm-hmm.
so that you can't be, like, you can't tell who you are.
It's
obvious it's fuzzy,
mm-hmm.
but I'm hopefully doing this late at night. I just don't want the camera on the ATM to recognize that I am.
So okay. It's going to look like you're censored out. For like
basically, it'll look
awesome.
Like I'm
just... Mm-hmm.
So I do that first. Let's see, and hopefully I can summon Elderly. Nope, 44, I make it. So I turn
back,
on...
I don't want to get within his field or within the camera's field, but I'm, like, security. I'm keeping an eye out, making sure no one's
mm-hmm.
following him.
So I don't say fuzzy, but the app beep.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see this from the outside of the field,
mm-hmm.
that it's just kind of locked now.
Mm-hmm.
And which, you know, not so different from before, but just less defined. Because I had so much definition before. and then so I walk up to the ATM and do my hacking magic. So you tell me if just straight up hacking roll or anything.
That's gonna say straight up a hacking roll.
All right, so straight up hacking roll. Oops. Totally. Yeah, 11. So I make it by a lot. So yes.
Make it by a lot.
Oh yeah, a lot. My hacking is 85, and I got 11.
You're able to get $400.
Awesome. Which technically doesn't even trip the sensors, because so long as it's under 500, the ATM
yep.
just gives it to you fine. Which I would know because I'm an experienced hacker.
Okay.
$400. Mm-hmm. I go back. You see this, you know, buzz ball, and just outside of the field, a wad of cash is wafting in the buzz. Like, oh, beep. Buzz field goes down.
Alright. I got $400. I don't feel. This buy a gun. I've never purchased a gun.
So I think you're looking at like $200-$300 for a low end.
Okay.
And then you can get higher. Or you could always.
And if you want to get it quickly and without a license, it's going to be a bit more expensive.
Mm.
Let's find another ATM.
Try.
Okay. Roll it.
Alright, so again, with the fuzz field back up. Because, you know, I don't want to be walking from ATM to where this fuzz field is.
I'm going to say, though, that it's doing this multiple times is starting to notice, so minus 10 for this roll.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Alright, so first off, fuzz field, and yeah, 30, so make it, and then hacky to hack. Yep, totally make it. By 50, so like by about 20.
100.
Maybe even 500?
This is, to
her. Like,
right.
And this makes about even 500, and we're starting to push it. It's, there's only so much I can do in one day or night before.
And technically,
I never
spent $50 he gave us early.
$550, really?
Yes. I'm
just
being specific.
Okay, all right. I'm going to say you need at least 200 more.
Damn.
To get again a low end weapon with through security and all that, like through
or
all that.
We need bills that look like 300 more.
I could cast a low level glamour on some spare paper.
Yeah, we just have to take it and go immediately to the gun show.
Well, that's for a day.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, it'll last for a day, so they'll think we've got a lot of money for a day. So, and then we'll just make sure we never show our faces there again. Because
we're like leprechauns.
Yeah.
Firearm leprechauns.
Cut up the paper and roll the glamour.
Alright, so you're on cutting duty.
Yeah.
I'm on coding duty. Alright, so download high definition money files, apply.
I'm going to say for each 100 you need a roll.
Alright, and the first 100. Yeah, make it first.
Start stars,
we'll see. We start the process again. Let's see.
Yeah.
Reboot, reset, and go. So 200 more, and let's see. One last. I should probably change the serial numbers. I'm going to make this look good. I think they'll know if I make Benjamin Wink. Yeah. So let's not go there. Alright, and
fancy.
Run.
Fancy.
Yeah, 23. Yeah, so full 300 worth of leprechaun money.
Nice.
You're rich.
Alright, so are you gonna...
I am gonna... Do we want to glamour me, or should I just go in as me?
I'm not there. I've still
got that Japanese schoolgirl.
No.
Well, you want to discount on the guns or not?
I'm telling you, it'll work. Okay, fine.
I probably need to match an ID that I'm carrying.
All right.
So, I assume I have some sort of fake ID from the laundry that has my picture. So.
Well, but it has your picture.
Yeah.
So you can walk in with
So, yeah,
ID.
I just need to go in with that. So no glamour. All right.
So we're going to use the ID for?
I assume that you have to show some sort of ID when you're buying your weapon.
Well, remember you're pushing things along.
You're extra so that you're, just getting it under the table.
Yeah.
Okay, then. Awesome.
Yeah.
First for me. So I will be waiting outside in the rental. Or
okay.
The stolen.
Yes. Borrowed. Borrowed.
Yes. We need to come up with some genteel name for it.
A quiet.
The borrowed auto.
The borrowed auto.
Roll a bargain to see if you find a cheap place. To
I don't bargain.
And find someone who, you roll a bargain to see if you find someone who can sell on the cheap, or roll an insight to see someone who's willing to sell you on the side.
I am going to do insight because I have points in that.
Okay.
Unlike bargain. Yes, 12.
Okay. You know, some people are like, hey, you want to buy our goods? They're happy. Like, you know, this one guy just sitting in the corner, silent, really creepy.
Of course it's the creepy guy. It's the creepy guy I have to go deal with.
Okay.
But
can I help you?
I believe you are just the gentleman that I'm looking for.
He looks at you, looks at the look in your face, and just gives you a big smile. I think so, too.
I'm so creeped out.
Anissa Force gets me low. What are you looking for, little lady?
Well, I'm looking for... I need a pistol.
Pistols I can do.
I need it fast.
I can do fast. Wait, I don't care. Like, you already have a pistol.
Right? I know, but I'm figuring... We didn't actually talk about what sort of guns we wanted.
We kind of both assume you know.
Yes. Yeah. Screw it. You all have pistols. I can also shoot a rifle, so I'm going to look for a rifle.
Alright, it's going to be a low-end rifle, so...
It's fine.
Alright, we'll check books later for that, but... Like rifle?
Nothing fancy.
Alright. Just gonna do some hunting.
Exactly.
I'll see what I can do. How much you want to spend, lady?
I'm looking for around 700.
700 for a rifle? Really?
Maybe go up to 8.
You need to roll me a bargain.
For a willpower?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. So if an item like that, I mean, maybe a pistol I can do for 800. But a rifle, that's going to be extra. Especially for the type of things you're looking for.
Well, I'd be awfully disappointed if all you can do is a pistol. I just figured that you look like a reputable gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
And I really thought that you'd be the sort of man that could help a lady who was looking to increase her arsenal.
Persuade plus five.
Yeah. I missed it by two.
I'm sorry, but a man's gotta take care of his business. So this is what I'm gonna suggest. Come back. No, we're closing in about 2 or 3 hours. Come back with, say, 1,200, and we can talk.
Unfortunately, I'm getting out of Dodge, if you catch my drift. This is your chance to make a sale.
Last one, give me the
seat.
There's no deceive.
Oh.
Fast
stop, sorry.
This isn't gonna work. I'm not getting this.
This is
no.
Then I'm gonna have to leave a little poor today. See you in 3 hours.
You don't need a license to buy ammo, though, do you? You don't need a license
for ammo. I don't think you need to buy a license to buy ammo.
Yeah, so then I'm just gonna go somewhere else and at least gonna get us pistol ammo.
$800 worth of ammo.
I just call it bandoliers.
Fuck yeah.
I don't need to aim for shit.
I'm just gonna keep shooting. I'm gonna hit you long before I run out of ammo. So you keep dancing, boy. Just keep dancing.
Just so that this is not a totally wasted expedition, I want to get 3 extra clips of ammo for each of us.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to say you're able to purchase that, no problem. Let me see.
Jerk.
Alright, let's see here. Fire. Yeah, alright.
Cool. Right up. So, you get back to the apartment.
Yeah. Gun laws are far too strict here in America.
Did you see it? Was anyone following you?
No.
You checked, yes?
Of course I checked.
Okay, I'm gonna check it. Give
me a spot.
Anything
suspicious? Yes.
There you don't notice anything.
Okay.
We all have clips for our pistols. We got extra for all of us.
What? Well, the only lead that we have right now is this company.
Yes.
So it's time to pay them a visit.
You mean idea check?
100 ideas that I have in my brain. Which one comes out? Jesus Christ.
100 I'm so. Why do you keep rolling 100?
Why did you? What is an idea check?
Idea check is an excuse for the GM to give you a step in the right direction,
or an excuse for me to fuck
up. Honestly, if you had rolled just badly, I would not give you. But you rolled 100. I'm sorry. This is a requirement. You think you should confront the cops that handle the case? You two give me an idea check. Just.
001 002
You two think
geniuses.
Yeah.
You do remember that the guy who killed worked for Bill Turner. So that might also be a lead.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Exactly. We need to go.
Also,
but not just confront the cops. Be like intimidate those motherfuckers to tell you the truth.
Right. I am thinking what you two are thinking. We need to find those cops, and we need to bring them to a basement, right? Now, we need to go. Now, come on, now. It's like when we were going through training. We need to get some answers. We've been sitting on our laurels for far too long.
A basement.
No, we don't have a basement, but we can find a basement. The basement's here. It's not a point. It's not the point. We can do it in a... There's a field.
Let's put that on the back burner.
What back burner? We can go get those cops, and we can find out why they come here.
It's the same burner as the basement.
I think it's
basement. It is, but... Look, we all went to the same basic training. They were pretty clear on basements. So, without a basement, I really don't think we can do this. It's well known. The
hotel has a basement.
The hotel has a basement.
The hotel has been burned down.
But anybody can walk in there. It has to be a personal basement.
Exactly. The last hotel was burned down. The only thing left is the basement. It's perfect. Anyways, we take...
take them there. They're probably the ones who sent it. They'll freak them out, the smell of sawdust and burning stuff in their nose. And then we're going to hang a light over them, and then we're going to smack them around a little bit, and then we're going to finally get some answers. You know, like, why won't you talk about the girlfriend who disappeared? Or, like, you know, like, why did you... I don't know. Cops. Why did you think of something?
You think about all the questions we should ask in an interrogation. That is your job.
Yeah. You're
thinking.
My BlackBerry is out right here. I'm doing it.
But while you think, while you are brainstorming, let's investigate this Bill Turner.
My brain is a stone.
There is, yeah, there actually is. Yeah, so Bill Turner, I mean, the guy worked for him, so it's possible. At least he knows some things. Yeah, let's go. I think that's a good idea. And then we basement. Totally. We can maybe bring Bill to the basement. But wait, he's the governor. So
yes, so
that
maybe
would
not.
Probably go badly.
That starts international incidents.
Yeah, this business is getting very, very crowded. I think that just the two cops, but...
Well, okay, but if he looks at us funny, we'll think about this.
Thinking,
all right.
In the meantime, let's just go check out the campaign office. Mm-hmm.
So I don't usually visit governors, so do you?
Do we have governors in Britain?
Lords.
Okay. They're like the House of Representatives. I don't know. They're just like provinces or
queens. Earls. The governor's like an earl, isn't he?
We know Britain.
Total Anglophiles.
Alright. Continuing on.
So, we get in the car and we go to the...
Did he work for the governor or was he working for
the... He worked for the campaign office.
The campaign office.
Okay.
So
we don't have to actually go to, like, the governor's mansion. Knock.
Probably a good thing.
So are we going to go there after they close? Like professionals or before they close and hope that our mouths help?
I like that first idea better.
Going in after dark. Professionally.
Well... Our mouths haven't helped so far.
Okay.
I'm good with my fingers, not my mouth.
Wow.
What? It's like a child sometimes, really. Okay, in the car. All right, we go and we drive towards the campaign office after 8 o'clock or whenever they close.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, late.
Mm-hmm.
Late. We wait. We wait until about 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I make everybody coffee. And we get... Raid the guy's fridge. We order some delivery, and then we'll have to read the box.
Tex-Mex food.
Yeah, Tex-Mex food. Oh, fuck. What do you mean you don't have scotch eggs?
I wanted curry.
It's egg with sausage around it, and then you fry it, and then it's cold. It's not that
sounds
difficult.
Very American, actually. Why don't we have more of
them? Oh, this is so delicious. Right, so then we go to the offices at 3.
Mm-hmm.
Alright.
Okay. You go at 3. Doors are closed. Their lights are turned off.
Fantastic. Go on,
Mr. Former break-in person.
Can you check the list and see if I can up my surveillance as a spy? Thank you, sir. So otherwise, these plans of me being a guy.
Of you existing, yes. There we go. Is it surveillance?
Yeah.
Surveillance is.
Is not.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
I'm going to use my abilities to create new professions. Because apparently this spy sucks as a spy. So, yeah, I'm going to say you can have surveillance as well.
Okay. Cool. Otherwise, we got a surveillance guy whose surveillance is 15, and we'll be 15 forever.
Yeah.
Okay. Go around the back.
Mm-hmm.
Try to find a nice window. Door.
Mm-hmm.
Door. Door.
Uh-huh.
Window would be difficult.
I'm going to say there's a back.
A what?
Back door.
A back door? Okay. Going to going to take a look at the entire building and see what kind of security system.
Give me surveillance. Which you now have. Somewhere.
Which I now have.
Okay.
Magic.
Always have.
I was just testing you guys earlier. How did that happen?
There's a security system as far as I can tell.
There is?
Yes.
Is it connected to a... is there a central power...
like outside the building?
Yeah.
You roll me a luck.
37, yeah.
You made it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you notice, like, with your training, you notice, like, those wire leads to a certain outside.
Oh.
Power switch outside.
Fantastic. Nigel, can you do anything about that, or is that sort of a little too low-tech?
Yeah, it's a little too low-tech for
you.
Can right.
you just unplug it?
Yeah. Okay. And you see my character put on black faux leather gloves and then take out of his small satchel, take out of his jump kit some wire cutters. Looks around, scampers up the pole, and scampers back down the pole.
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay, it's probably going to take about 10 minutes for them to find out that something's gone off the grid, so let's be quick.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and we just open the door. Holy shit.
What are you trying to roll?
I'm trying to open up the back door.
You're having trouble opening the door, but it's nothing goes. You turn off the power so there's no signal or anything.
Yeah.
But you're having trouble opening the door.
I missed it.
Yeah.
Good job there.
What's that?
Good job there.
Did you not see the spider monkey thing where I climbed up and then turned off the power?
Mm-hmm.
Try that window.
The window slides open.
Good job. This is your first day of learning how to break an enter. Get through the window, please.
I look at the window.
Look
at the window.
Could be our lookout. Wait, unless we need to get into the computers inside.
Yeah. Oh, I have an idea. I climb through the window, I go to the back door, I unlock it manually, and I open it. Fever.
<Yeah.
laughs>
This I can do.
Right. We're looking for Nigel. You, of course, are going to be on computers. Molly, you and I are going to be looking around through personal desks. Anything out of the ordinary that would have anything to do with the murders, possibly any sort of hidden compartments, any sort of safes or whatnot. Just look around, see if you can find anything. Start with the manager's office. All right.
I'm doing my standard etheric scan of the area.
You do your usual search, scan it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I roll, see if I summon monsters from beyond the grave, and
nope,
I make it.
You make it?
Yep, just fine.
As far as you can tell, there's nothing. There's something very low, like stronger than the when you were in the previous room, coming from a certain computer that you know, like from inside Charlie.
Right. Well, it looks like Charlie did some of whatever he was doing here. So while you guys keep searching, I'm going to look through his records and hope that our American friends have not been at this computer yet.
Right. Fantastic.
So I'll right. be doing that.
Okay.
Down.
You guys will just check around for the
yep.
items.
Damn. Not go.
No.
Made it.
No. Made it. What do you get?
I got 23.
Alright. You don't find anything specific. You know, looking through the files, you start learning more about Bill Turner's message to the people. He's one of those governors that looks for a scapegoat to help his campaign. Right now, he's looking at video games.
Hmm.
He's talking about the evils of video games and like how the video games are corrupting our youth and using it as like a stepping board for his career currently. But you know, something odd. Like I don't know. You can, like I'm going to say 23 hand. Like yes, that's just the main focus of this campaign so far. We can't find no connection beyond that really. What's your
Cracking into the computers. 54, which makes it by like still by 30. So yeah.
You make it by 30?
Yeah.
Damn.
So I have hacking 85, so
yes.
That's one of the
nice.
Good ones.
Okay. So you hack into the computer, and you know, you hack into some of the personal files. You notice that this guy, this idiot, kept the journal. Electric journal. That's not safe at all. It's a moron. Yeah. Anyway, he's keeping journal about some of the stuff he's doing. He's always working for Bill Turner. He's got the message across to help the kids and all that stuff. And you notice. You know, you just notice something else odd.
Mm-hmm.
You notice odd that there's an odd connection. Like, he knows, like, there's been some correspondence on the wayside. Like, you don't know how he got the information. Like, apparently he's way too curious for his own good. There's some correspondence between, like, some of Bill Turner's people and a certain company called Stroke Ego. A computer game company, which is totally against Bill Turner's message.
Interesting.
And then, like, you also notice that there's a certain file that he had, that Charlie had, that he was looking at, that he played around with a bit as well. And as you're checking out, you open it up, and it goes on, and it goes on, it's like, "Welcome to the Bloodening Five." And you've heard of this game. The Blood, like, Stroke Eagle has been around forever.
Right.
And it has made, the Bloodening is like one of the first true first-person shooters
ever
created. It is our version of Doom.
Right.
And, like, you're pretty sure, wait, the Bloodening Five, like, you played all the Bloodening games, everyone has, all the games. The Bloodening Five hasn't come out yet. This is a fucking alpha, maybe even beta version. Holy shit! And it's there right in front of you. First off, extremely good 3D effects, which is surprising because you just did a quick scan of this computer. It's not that powerful, but somehow it's able to utilize the data so efficiently. It's able to run on anything. It's amazing, which fascinates you until you shoot your first demon. You're like, fuck yeah, and you start going in there. Roll me your sanity.
I'm so glad you got any more bullets.
11, so yeah, I make it by quite a bit.
See, it's totally fine.
You start...
I'm all about shooting the demons. I do this in my sleep.
Okay, you start playing. You feel something in the back of your head, but you ignore it. It's like, it's not
right.
You start... You're like, oh, fuck. Oh, shit, it's an office building level. That's fantastic. Shift to you guys.
Nice.
You notice, as you're searching around, you feel a coldness around you. You're like, what the hell is that? Give both of you give me a spot. You don't want to pass this.
You don't
want to
pass this?
You don't
want to
pass
this. I do not pass it.
I don't pass it! 90!
88!
Spot is my highest skill! High five, dog!
You feel something...
Yeah!
you feel something shift behind you, and you hear, like, right in the background, "I'm ready for some blood." You turn around, and you notice it looks like some guy... Like you saw one of the posters on the wall, like people like Bill Turner, and like shaking hands with random people. Stuff like, and one of the people in the photos, you can't tell, looks some official. The official starts looking at you. "I'm ready for some blood." And somehow, like, you didn't notice what happened, but sometimes just stretches out of the photo, and like that image transforms into like a guy in like power armor with what looks like a giant ass shotgun pointed at you, and he starts to aim.
What?
Dodge.
I allowed you guys to dodge.
Thank you. As opposed to the alternative, which is shot in the face.
Damn, I miss.
Oh, shit. Dodge. 1 point.
Make it?
Yes.
You go right behind the desk. You don't take a shot. Now, it's still half... I'm going to say he's still halfway out, so he didn't get a full shot on. So, it'll still take 4 damage. Man, these shots are so realistic. It feels like I'm hearing it from right here.
Best game ever.
And you're really, like, you're so focused on the game over almost supernaturally, so that you can't pay attention to anything else. And, like, do you say anything as you're... because you're so excited?
I'm just like, oh, this is awesome!
Okay.
So, yeah.
Alright. I'm guessing you're diving out of the way now, or?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this guy, you notice, is like, it's not moving very super fast. It's like, he's like, "I'm ready for some blood." Stepping all over the place.
I think he wants blood.
I'm gonna crawl underneath the desk and
Before you do, shit, you almost hit that demon, but it just dodged out of the way. These two must be bosses. I really gotta kill them.
Oh, wow, the AI on these is great. I tell ya.
Alright, are we wearing, as I should have asked hours ago, as basic loadout for being in laundry, do we have earpieces?
Like, say yes.
Okay. Cool. I'm going to yell into my fucking earpiece. Nigel, get out of there!
Give me a sanity to see if you can stop doing what you're doing. Because it's you're not didn't lose any sanity last time, but it's, you're so focused on the game.
23, I make it.
Okay. You somehow, whatever focus you had is like, shakes off for a second. You notice that shift.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's this tension just slowly going away. But it's, I'm going to say it's not 100% yet, but your friends, like, you just feel it, like, now you feel like something's trying to hold on to you.
Okay, so now I'm,
proving that you're not a hardcore gamer, you stop playing the video game, that will be killing your friends.
Is there any skill like related to POW, which is kind of like your sanity thing, that or just straight up sanity roll to sort of resist?
I think sanity would be the resist. Let's say,
Now that I know something's there and I have experience with magic, my instinct would be like, oh wait, what's going on? Let me try and pull myself away.
Okay, roll me a luck to see if you're in
luck. Where's my luck? 65, same thing as sanity. 0-4. Bastard.
As soon as he snaps out of it, that image just disappears. Like it never existed. Except for the holes. Except for your wounds are still there.
What the hell?
I'm like, why?
And you feel drained. Like you're going to pass out any second.
Right.
Man. Dude. Hey. Okay. What's up? This guy has the best fucking game on his team.
Nigel. There's a man with a shotgun dressed like fucking Master Chief walking around in it. Get down!
Dude, I would have heard of it.
Nigel, Molly just got shot. And when she comes to you, she's probably going to punch you in the face.
Well, that's different from normal, Hal.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, fine, alright. So, wait, she's shot. So, did you guys find anything? Or... what?
Yes, we found a man with a shotgun, and he found us.
Oh. So did you kill him, or...?
No, Molly, where'd he go?
Come out from underneath the office chair. I'm going to say, you notice now that you're out of the game and you're able to put it to the side, you notice by accessing that game, it sent off a signal. Did you roll really well in the hacking last time?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say that was, like, that... someone wanted you to press play. Left it there for a reason. Like you just realized. Wait, they just wiped the last machine. Why did this leave this open? Unless they were trying to.
I'm really sorry, Molly. I'm so sorry.
I'm gonna get you, Nigel.
I didn't mean it.
Wait,
you make an awesome demon, by the way.
Why? Wait, Nigel, what are you talking about? And I come back into the room. What are you talking about?
Blunting 5. It's
the Blunting 5. I know. I played 1-4. I was always the best, actually, at playing the Ice Princess. But that's not the point.
No, that was a copy on the computer, and I kind of played start, and I have a feeling that was maybe a trap.
But I'm going to try to wrap my head around what you just said, but everyone in a 13-kilometer area just heard that shotgun go off.
All right, so let me just download all this stuff and we'll go.
Yeah, we need to get out of here.
So I plug in my drive. I download the game. This is going to be sent off to the laundry door. Mm-hmm. We're fully half-mad research and development section. And just everything from the guy's folders and stuff. Just copy.
Okay. Sorry. How are you going to get us a laundry?
Huh?
Because there's no real contact through.
Oh, well, no. I'll get this later. Right now. So all right. Yeah, I'm not just leaving this on the computer.
Okay, alright. And you wipe it out afterwards, I'm assuming.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right. While he's doing that, I'm going to rummage through all of Charlie's belongings,
mm-hmm.
try to find anything of use. Notepads, notebooks, I don't fucking know anything.
Mm-hmm.
Any information on the girlfriend?
Yeah, like a picture, that would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Or any mention of a girlfriend whatsoever. 52, yes.
Okay. You notice, you do find the girl's file. Like, each of them had a file about their likes and dislikes. It was for the campaign.
Oh, she worked for the campaign too?
Mm-hmm. She worked for the campaign too.
Okay.
But I'm going to say with your skills, you know when someone has a false identity. This girl had a false identity.
Nice.
You, I'm going to say with the 52, you can't tell like where she came from and all that. But I'm going to say like you know like she, like unlike everybody else, she's something off about her.
Well, I'm taking those files. Those files are ours now. They're hard copies. Right.
Hey guys, apart from the game, I have a good time. It's 8:30.
Oh wow.
I know the buses stop. Like, you know, they stop. Oh, that's true. They're harder to find after 9, so you guys have to head back soon.
Oh, that's true.
So I mean, they stop running at 11, but, you know, around this time of night, they can take a while to show up.
That's true. All right. So this might be a good time.
Like, I just looked at the time. I was like, I don't want to kick you guys out. I'm going to last.
Not a problem.
But I don't have a car to drive you guys back.
All right, then, for now, we'll hold off here with files, and you're heading off back to the apartment, and we'll continue whenever we get around to it. Any last words or anything before we head off? Things like that about the game, so on and so
forth. This was awesome. I really hope we get to continue it because I'm having a blast.
Yeah.
British people and panthers. I'm having a good time.
Jaguars.
We would like to apologize to the British people, the panther community.
All right. Thank you. Okay, gentlemen. Thank you, gentlemen and ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening and goodbye.